Envelopes to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I'll drink to that.
Fast play.
Don't get high.
Joe.
Don't get high.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea. Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Don't get high! Don't get high!
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Joe.
No, he's not retarded.
They wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No. You may have seen them at the rally.
No, get them out of here.
Down at City Hall today.
I hate them.
Hi.
I hate them.
They came to Philadelphia with us.
What are they doing?
My true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Fan Man. And all the ships to sea. Huge Eagles fans, especially that Hotel California album. Live from Philadelphia, Zaz Rado.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Friday, January 17th. Here's your phone number for instant access, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here somewhere.
I'll explain that to you in a second. We're in Philadelphia today, so the national lines work. 877-365-3636. In the Delaware Valley, call 215-263-ROCK. Or call us at 609-590-9494.
It is great to be here in Philadelphia.
And let me explain to you the setup at WYSP. We're in the main studio, which is covered with tarps.
Yes, because of the activities that are going to be going on today.
Because today is the day. It's the big contest. So what would you do for Eagles-Buccaneers championship ticket?
Yeah.
Now, part of the show will be outside on Market Street, right in front of WYSP and KYW. And a lot of the show will be inside, which is why we have the tarps. And much like our studios at WJFK, there's a main studio that has me and Mike and Robbie.
Hi.
And then Buzz has his own newsroom.
Hi. And
well,
unfortunately, the tarp covers the window that Buzz looks at us through, and, you know, he's pretty obscure over there anyway, but, I mean, he's really obscure today.
Yeah. So I went to Richard Bagg, the extraordinary chief engineer,
who's having just a delightful time with the whole tarp issue.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And I said to him, get an X-Acto knife and cut a hole big enough so we could see Buzz. And I outlined like a 27-inch TV screen size hole. And he said, oh, no, you don't need a hole that big.
That's much too big. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cut a little Walkman size hole.
The peephole. So Buzz is in the next studio, and if I look very carefully, I can make eye contact with Buzz. Howdy, Buzz.
You squint. Hi, Don.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Rob.
And yeah, listen, it's all happening here in Philadelphia today. Gigantic rally downtown.
The city is electric, Don. It's electric energy with the big championship game.
If they don't win, the brothers are really going to take over Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I mean that. White, black, green, red. There's already Super Bowl plans being made.
Yeah, this town is ready for a win, and I don't think they're going to accept anything less.
And the rally that I saw today, the rally down by City Hall, rivals any of the Super Bowl parades that we've been to when we've been involved with teams that have actually made it to and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's no real pressure on the Eagles right now. But, 200,000 people gathering just to say, win the game tomorrow.
Now, you know, you want to know what pressure is? I'll tell you what pressure is.
Okay.
This is pressure.
Yeah.
This is me and Mike arriving at WYSP.
And walking into a particular office here.
Now, keep in mind as we make our way down the halls of this incredible radio station, I'm not kidding when I tell you how nice everybody is.
Yeah.
We're being slapped on the back.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are shaking our hands and saying, hey, congratulations on the great ratings. We're so glad that you guys are going to be around. And then we made our way to his office.
And let me just say that he is wound up tighter than I have ever seen. Look, I don't know what kind of medication he's on, but whatever medication he's on,
Nitro.
Double the dosage because the man is going out of his mind.
This, of course, is the sound of Tim Sabian compulsively shaving down his Garth Brooks-like beard and goatee. He also is, if possible, more annoying now because of the headset telephone.
The headset telephone.
The Time Life operator thing that he's wearing when he walks around the building.
In constant contact with everybody he needs to. He's simmering like a Sunday pot roast.
Let me just give you a real brief impression of our meeting with Tim.
A meeting where I'm more worried about him now than I ever have been before.
How you guys doing? Everything okay? You all set? Okay, great. I want to tell you something. Oh, God, I need a vacation. I've been going about two years nonstop. God, I hope they make the Super Bowl. God, what am I going to do if they make the Super Bowl? All right. Now, you guys, I want to say you're doing a great job. The numbers, I got some numbers. I want to show you some numbers. I want to show you 18 to 49. That's great. 35 to 54. Look at this. You're up. You're up. You're up. 25 to 49.
Go,
you're
go,
up.
Go, go.
You're up. You're up. Now, we got to keep it going. We got to keep it moving. You know, I'm behind you. I'm pushing you. What was the catchphrase?
I gotta drive
the show home.
Meanwhile, I'm hearing what I hear really is just like a ticking sound, and that is a time bomb.
I gotta drive it. Don, I know you're like kidding me on the air about this, but we're a rock station. You guys, you gotta have the rock identity. I am absolutely committed to your show. Your show is going to win, but I'm telling you, we gotta drive it and we gotta push because it's not even about the ratings. It's not even about audience share. At this point, it's about the revenue. And, man, all right, now we're okay in the first quarter. We're going to make the budget in the first quarter. But I'm really worried about the second quarter. And I don't know. Oh, I hope they make the playoffs. I hope they go to the Super Bowl. What am I going to do if they go to the Super Bowl?
Boom.
I got news for you. If they go to the Super Bowl, and that's when he said, and this is a quote from Tim Sabian, program director, you may have to carry me out in a pine box.
Yes, he knows. At least he's aware of the fact that he's going to kill himself if he keeps up like this.
Yep.
I have never left a meeting. I have never left. In my entire career in this business, I have never left a meeting with a member of management where I was aerobic after I walked out of this meeting.
Let me say that we have been in plenty of meetings with program directors where we've had our balls busted. They've yelled at us.
A ball buster.
No.
He doesn't bust balls. He's very supportive.
This was a positive meeting
Good.
That we had.
He just frightens me. He frightens me. And I'm not worried about me, and I'm not worried about you. When I get in a meeting with him, I'm worried about him. I'm worried about, seriously, the top of his head splitting open like a melon and all his brains gushing out.
Guys, it was so great. You got to feel good the company stood behind you and gave you that long-term contract. That's great. You got that vacation time. And then that leads into, I haven't had a vacation in 2 years.
And I swear to God, I wanted, when he said that, I wanted to run down to the goddamn travel agent and get him a ticket right now.
Yeah. And I don't see any way that I'm getting out of here. I don't see any way. I mean, we got to push it. We got to drive it. We're driving it. I'm pushing it.
Got to drive it. Tick, tick, tick. Let me work on this beard. Hold on. All right. Here we go. His beard hairs are uptight.
Yeah, they are.
He's a funny man.
He is. I'm worried about him. I'm worried. I want him. You know what, really? You know what he needs?
No.
He needs the Lou Grant bottle of booze in his desk.
Yeah.
He needs a bottle of booze in his desk.
Or maybe he needs some relief. His wife works here, and I know his wife is a handsome woman. Perhaps once a day she could go in and give him a little of the old up and down or something like that.
Maybe somebody can. You know, we don't see him enough. We don't know him well enough. I want to know what we could do to help him relax. I mean, I really want. I don't care about us. I care about him.
I've known him longer than any of you guys.
Right?
I've known him since we worked at WLS in the year 1981, and I'm telling you, even back then,
always.
When we were both struggling DJs,
he was always this intense.
He was the same way.
Type A plus.
He was exactly the same way. He would, if I was doing an air shift before him, he would walk around and go, he would want to have all the records for his show.
Right.
Hey, man. Do you know where the Van Halen record is? Do you know? Did you misfile card 321? I'm missing 321. And then he would stand in the back of the room, and it was this. It would be a lot of this, like. Music Radio WLS, I'm Tim Kelly. No. Music Radio WLS, Tim Kelly. No. WLS, Music Radio, Tim Kelly with you. I mean, he'd be standing at the back of the room.
What can we do for him?
Doing this stuff.
We've got to help the man. And you know, I don't know whether there's a narcotic Buzz, I don't think I don't think anybody possesses. Listen to me. Listen to me just talking about the guy.
Yeah, you're upset.
You know, and I don't have to go to these meetings most of the time. You know, I was sitting in there.
I think he needs what his lovely wife who works across the hall can deliver. I think that at least once, and I'm going to give a right out of the prescription right now for hand release at least twice a day.
Right.
Or a bloodletting. Either
where she comes in and just opens a vein and gives him a little transfusion.
Yeah.
From a calmer man.
Let the pressure off.
Because, I mean, he is one uptight dude.
Is he, you know, I'll tell you. What works really is the great old martini lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take him out, give him a little loop-de-loop. You know what? But a guy like that can get worse.
Yeah.
He can get worse if you put alcohol in him.
He'd have to get so drunk.
Right.
That you have to bury your... The happy, cut loose, not feeling the pressure Tim Sabian
right.
is under so many levels. It's like a journey to the center of the earth. It would take an incredible amount of alcohol.
I understand.
To finally break through each of those crusty levels.
You know, he has that lovely leather sofa in his office. Why, if his wife would just allow him to lie down on that sofa and just...
Could you imagine what that would be like?
Not just the thing you were mentioning, but just a full body massage, perhaps.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
That she comes in and she goes... Tim?
Yeah, what are you doing?
She starts doing dress him, and he starts going...
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
I'm really loving this. Wow, you're the greatest. Oh, my God, my cell phone is ringing. I got to answer on my cell phone.
Take the right sock off first. Not the left sock. Take the right sock off.
That feels so good. Oh, yeah, touch me there. Wait. Got to shave. We got to drive this thing home.
What's that pressure I feel in the center of my forehead? My God, it's my brains. They're going to come right out of my head.
So nutty.
And I said something about his glasses, and he's the kind of guy you can't choke like that.
No.
He's got these new glasses.
These old man reading glasses.
I said, what are those new glasses? And he said, as soon as he sees me, like, I guess he saw the smirk on my face. And I said, are those new glasses? He said, yeah, why?
And he takes them off. All right, here's the deal. Foreplay till 06, oral till 07.
Tick, 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 tick.
And we got to finish by 26. We hit the stop set.
Absolutely.
Come on. We got to drive this thing home.
You're not moving quick enough.
And oh, my God. Then we got the lecture again about all the stunts that are going to happen today on the show. You guys, I want to tell you something. You got to make sure you've crossed all of the T's and dotted all of the I's. We can't have any of the BCLA. And I'm telling him. We've been in contact with the lawyers.
Right.
We understand that the woman with the chihuahuas, who incidentally is going to be the first act that we bring up here.
Excellent.
The deal is this, that she's going to come in topless and she's going to rub peanut butter on her body.
We're just going to watch her.
And she's bringing the chihuahuas.
Uh-huh.
The chihuahas
can't have any contact.
Are not allowed to have physical contact with
them. I'm going to hold one of the chihuahuas.
But there is nothing that says we can't have the chihuahuas in the studio with us.
Hope they're not those nippy kind of dogs. You know?
No, you never know, Mike. I don't know if they're Japanese.
No, now stop that.
I don't know where the dogs come
behave
from.
Behave yourself.
To be honest with you. Anyway, it's great to be in Philadelphia. I tell you, this place, there's going to be a massive suicide here Sunday night if the Eagles do not beat Tampa Bay.
Don't even suggest that. There's no way.
I don't think so. I think they're going to win the game on Sunday, and I know that these tickets we have are impossible to give away. Here's what we have.
To get.
Yeah. And impossible to give away. We actually had to go through back channels to get the pair of tickets to give away.
Wow.
Here's what we have for you today. These are the people who are already here, and we gave people a very wide space to show up today.
And a full body cavity search.
We have the guy that's going to drink the gallon of green milk.
Nice.
Robbie and I already met him outside the building earlier today. Moose. Justin is going to let us pelt him with eggs.
Very good. That's lovely. I look forward to that.
Diana is the lady with the peanut butter and the dogs. Devin and Danielle are going to shave each other.
Are they here?
Yeah. Wash each other and then wash each other again.
You know, I know you've only mentioned a few of them, but since they're here, we have a contest.
Mike, the guy who's going to have his D pierced, is here with the licensed piercologist.
That should be fascinating.
Ouch. Jim, the guy with the chocolate pudding diaper, he's here.
Hallelujah, that's one of my personal favorites.
Steve, the guy who's going to the grocery store to get anything he can that is green. What are you doing, Lily? Hold on. She's writing something down.
Is there anybody that Don's mentioned that's not here?
I just got a name wrong. It's the girls who are going to be doing the shaving and the washing.
Yes.
It's Devin and Dana.
Ah.
Devin and Dana.
Right.
Also, Steve, the guy who's going to go to the grocery store and get anything green he can, put it in a blender and drink it.
That's another one of my favorites.
He's here now. As far as I'm concerned, the contest is saved because the guy who's going to eat the cheesesteak vomited it up and then eat his own vomit. He's here.
Now, I want to ask you a question about this. You seem so into this. Are you into this because you just know that it's ratings fodder? You personally, that's not your cup of tea, is
it? No. Actually, vomit makes me want to throw up if I'm real close to it.
I just, you know, you've been selling it so well that I'm really glad to hear you say that.
It's what our audience really needs. Mike, the guy who's going to eat the 6x6 piece of AstroTurf and wash it down with Crisco oil is here.
Yeah.
The guy who is going to be tarred and he's going to tar himself and turn himself into a human eagle is here.
Very good.
And our megaphone guy is here. The guy who's going to wear the Buccaneers jersey out on the street.
We got us a contest.
Now, Robbie, do we have the list of stuff or did I give that to you?
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, bring that over.
Script?
All right. Robbie and I were talking and here's what we came up with for the guy when he's on the street, wearing the Buccaneers jersey with a giant megaphone.
Very good.
He'll be screaming these things at people. Hey, Eagles fans, eat my red and pewter bung. Good news, Donovan McNabb. This year you'll be able to watch the Super Bowl on TV. The Eagles smell worse than Andy Reid's underpants.
Oh, my.
Man, I love me that Warren Sapp. He's good, handsome, and smart.
There you go.
I spent all last night with Meryl Reese's wife.
Oh,
what a good whore she is.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Bucks. Now, here's my favorite one. Bucks rule. Eagles suck. Disagree? Kick my ass. Come on, try. I dare ye.
Oh, God.
Hey, Eagles fans, step up and smell my Tampa Bay farts. And then the last one, this one's Robbie's. Veterans Stadium sucks because they don't have a pirate ship. So we're going to send that poor sucker out on the street wearing a Buccaneers jersey with a gigantic megaphone.
Very good.
And he's going to be doing his number. So, yeah, we're ready. I have my Eagles jersey on, thanks to the people at the hotel, at the gift shop. Mike is nattily attired in what a
piece. I bought you that jersey, didn't I? Is that the one you got? Did I get you the white one?
Yeah, you got me the Michael Vick one.
Oh, the Michael Vick one, all right.
Mike is wearing a T-shirt today. What's wrong with the sleeves on that T-shirt?
They're too long. Is this like the new style, or what?
I don't know. I mean, that's like...
The T-shirt sleeves are too long. You know, I...
be good on Shaq.
You know, I like it because it's got just the eagle. I love logos as opposed to lettering. Mm-hmm. And but then I put it on, and, you know, I got these super long sleeves. I got my other Eagles T-shirt at home, which is the, you know, your standard gray one. That,
right.
You know, property of. That's right. That's the one I like, and I left that at home, so I bought this one.
Sleeves look good, though.
The sleeves...
Makes me look retarded, doesn't it?
Like they do.
It's like a hat sleeve.
Because the sleeves go all the way down.
I'm not pulling a Buzz Burbank, thank you.
What, and rolling up the sleeves?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Fonzie.
Unless somebody would tell me it would look better if I rolled up the sleeves.
It would look better. If...
Would it really?
Yeah, I think so. Either that or tear the sleeves off. the sleeveless look.
That would be good.
I'll say this.
I'll cut the sleeves off.
You do look kind of retarded with those big long sleeves because they go all the way down to your forearm.
You know, that'll give it the weathered look.
Yeah. Also on the show today, man, we're all about the NFL playoffs. We're going to have the most powerful man in network sports play-by-play and the most powerful woman in the pregame show. Jenny Nancy from CBS, Jim Nance, will be joining us to talk about the Super Bowl. And also he'll be calling the game from Philadelphia on Sunday for Fox TV. Joe Buck will be on the show today. And this is the sound of Mike getting his sleeves cut shorter on this retarded Eagles T-shirt that he got.
It looks like you're running for mayor in Sterling.
Let's bring in our first act while this is going on, because we have so many people that have already showed up, and we've got so many more.
Sterling.
What?
I live in Sterling.
Oh,
hey,
sorry,
come on. Bring the girl in, Lisa. Let's meet our first contestant, everybody, for the What Would You Do for Eagles versus Buccaneers tickets.
And Don?
Yes, yes, Buzz.
May I come in and watch?
Buzz, you are such a horn dog.
Buzz is the supreme horn. Oh, look at the doggy. Now I guess I have to hold my... Are they friendly?
Yes,
sir. Now step right up and let me make sure I got the names right. This is Diane. Diane, we need you right on the microphone there. Hi there. How are you? Hold on. Oh, I got to turn it on.
Mic three.
I'm a little upset. I'm a little upset that they won't allow me to do the entire stunt.
But you will score extra points because everybody knows that's what you wanted to do.
You have no clue how upset I am. They told me, like, last second.
Well, it's
yeah,
the
you know,
damn lawyers.
The lawyers are
a-holes, okay?
It's one of those things that
they are.
That our guys got a little uptight about.
The lawyers are a-holes.
They are, but I will say that you are a handsome woman, strikingly handsome.
Yeah.
And... What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the fact that Rob only had time to cut one of my sleeves off, and I'm sitting here. I look even more like a Rebo right now.
You want help?
Yeah, Rob, I'm sorry. I just want to get
That's
this over with. We can continue doing everything.
But this,
well, they cut the sleeve off.
Where do you want it over here?
Why?
Sleeve twice. See, don't you think this? Don't you think the
Rob
sleeves?
Did it.
Don't you think
this? Sacrilege! What are you doing?
What? Why? Why is it sacrilege?
Shirt.
Well, no, you're cutting. She's just cutting the sleeves off. Because they're too long. What's the matter?
Sacrilege.
It's making it better.
Why? Once again, Mike alienates the Philadelphia audience.
Yep. You know what? You have really thrown me under the bus too long on that, you know?
Should I stop?
Pack of fans.
Oh, I'm dying.
Mike, what am I wearing today?
Oh,
I'm wearing the Donovan McNabb number 5 jersey.
Rob.
But are you
Rob with a steady hand. I swear to God, it looks like, and now it looks like I'm wearing a pirate shirt.
You might as well have Mike the CP comic in here doing your tailoring.
There we go. It was...
That's awesome.
Hey, here I am with my...
He looks like a retarded Fred Flintstone.
Oh,
anyway,
okay, there's the first sleeve, Don.
Let's get to the task at hand.
All right, very good.
Now, keep in mind, Charlie, the voting. I mentioned yesterday it would be phone voting. How did the lawyers decide on that? Are we voting?
Yes, please. Let me know that.
Because everything is...
Nobody had an answer.
Everything is up to the lawyers on this show.
You can do the phone voting. If there's a tie, then you, Mike, Rob, Buzz, and Lisa will break the tie.
Beautiful. I go for the biggest Eagles fan.
So, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, you will be the ones voting because after all the contestants have done their various acts, we'll take 100 calls. 100 calls, rapid fire, and whoever gets the most amount of votes out of the 100 calls from our listeners wins the Eagles-Buccaneers tickets.
Let the competition begin.
Again, I protest because they will not allow me to go entirely through with the whole stunt.
But we will point this out, that you are here with
I was willing, I was
the dogs.
Able, I was ready.
Charlie, how old did you say you were? You said on the phone
I didn't say how old I was.
Yeah, you did. You said you're 40-something, right?
I'm 40-something.
You know, you do not look 40-something, does she?
Now, Charlie,
no, and I mean that sincerely.
Wait, you see when I take the shirt off.
All right.
Just to make sure. The dog can't even, like, lick it off her toes.
And I got
to
tell you.
No, he can't. All right.
I got to tell you. Yeah. The dogs' names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Okay, because you don't want those dogs to have a life of embarrassment.
No, that would be awful.
All right, well, let's see if we can get the dogs on the microphone.
Now, give me one of the dogs. Can you take those little collars off them, the little leashes off them?
Don't talk, but watch this.
Okay.
She's on mic.
Oh, look at that. They're getting up on their hind legs. Hey, are they dancing? Don, let me try something with them here. Hey, don't drop the chalupa. Okay, sorry.
Are there two dogs, Mike?
They're two. They're two dogs. Let me get them up here.
How about you get one and I get one?
I don't know. And another question. Chunky or creamy?
Both. I say go both.
Oh, we're doing both.
All
right. Chunky or creamy? We're doing both.
Here's Chunky.
Can you pass the other dog over here?
I'm literally passing over here. Well, he's under the table now. This is the bigger brother. This is a big chihuahua.
Yeah, he's
this little mongrel.
He's
you know.
Actually large.
Oh, look at this guy.
Hello, yes. Yes, the chihuahuas are here.
She's so scared.
Look at her eyes.
Just so everybody knows, Mike and I actually do have the dogs in our arms.
We are holding the dogs right now.
Why don't you...
Cuanto and Cuesta.
Why don't you take a picture so we can get this on WYSP.com. So everybody, this will help with the voting today. People can go to the web and see you did bring the dogs.
But better still, this
there you
is
go.
Cuanto and
Hi.
Cuesta, which roughly translates to how much does it cost?
There you go.
Oh, I got
Mike, you can't do that.
Ow, ow.
Aww.
Well, what's happening, Mike?
Joe, you good? Oops.
He's kind of wiggly.
He's just getting comfortable.
All right, I believe...
dog is tangled in his sleeve.
Diane, we're ready for you to simply apply the peanut butter at this point.
Okay, I need to...
Yes, you need to take off that top.
Wow.
And look at that nice...
Oh,
nice...
she's wearing, like, the whole sexy underwear
actually,
thing.
Yeah, because I did say... Just G-string, but this
yeah,
is for you guys.
You have garters. She's got the garter belts and the thigh-high stockings.
And now here's the bra's coming off.
The bra's coming off here. And
yeah!
Fantastic. Now,
those are some major league cans.
Yeah, and it's cold in here, isn't it? Yes, sir. Yeah.
As Mr. Skin would say, nice nippleage.
Cold snap.
No, the dogs appear to be fascinated.
All also, right. Nice areolas.
But we are holding the dogs there, not anywhere near this woman. All right, there you go. Okay.
Now, the guy who's with you, is this your boyfriend, your husband?
My husband.
Your husband.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see why the husband couldn't eat the peanut butter off the wife.
I think we have to.
We can do that.
Double check that. Let's double check.
And sure.
Yeah. Can you put it. You watch. Is that the?
And
idea?
Let the dogs watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs are just safely in our arms, Don.
That's fine. The lawyers say that's fine.
All right. Now, what is your husband's name?
Lucky.
Lucky is going to be applying the peanut butter right now.
He's got a ladle or something.
A spatula.
Stand back to the plastic,
boy.
Please, yes. Just in case we...
There you go.
Yes, we don't want to cause a peanut buttery mess.
And Robbie, as he licks and sucks the peanut butter off, we'll need to get that microphone.
Lucky has applied the peanut butter right now. The brand of peanut butter is Jif Extra Crunchy.
And creamy.
And creamy.
A little jealous at this point.
Now, he's not only...
She's posing beautifully for this.
And it's interesting, I see her silhouette on the tarp there.
Oh, Buzz, this is just killing you, isn't it?
Buzz is getting like a PG version of it.
Yes, Buzz, do you want to come in and look?
Can I?
We really
you
need
have to ask Don.
We really need you over there, Buzz.
Okay. Oh, so I can describe what I can't see?
Oh,
he's putting the peanut butter on her bottom.
Now the peanut butter's going near the bad place.
Wow. And she seems to be... You're in... That took the... That killed the mood right there, that sound. All right. Now, I think she's got enough on there.
All right, now right up by the microphone, you crazy kids. We need to get the sound of the husband eating and licking the...
There we go.
The peanut butter off.
It's there, time for a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Is your husband a big peanut butter fan?
He is now.
All right, hold on. We all got to be quiet.
Choose
hold
your
on.
Mothers. Choose Jif.
Everybody. Here we go.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, you got to get the side.
Oh, now he's going to do the buttocks.
Wow. It's a peanut butter.
It's not whipped cream, it's pretty damn good.
Oh, wow.
Well, she just slapped the thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. I know she wants the dogs to do it
yeah,
so bad.
Yeah, can't do that, unfortunately. Oh, sorry about that.
I'm
she wants
so
the dogs to do
that.
It so bad.
Yeah, well, that's what the privacy of your own home is for.
This is still a...
Come on, I heard you mention it not four times.
This is still a great show, though.
The Chihuahuas.
This is still a great show. Now, watch out, sir.
Oh, be careful.
You're about to crack me up if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're it's almost you got peanut butter in my chocolate.
You have chocolate in my peanut butter.
Hey, wait. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Oh, dear.
Do not enter sign.
I think you're done.
Hey, let's give him a nice round of applause.
I think you're done. I think that.
Good job, everybody.
It was one hell of an opening act.
Wow, fantastic. You know, there is, just take care of the peanut butter on the right one. Just a little bit, right there. Yeah, just get a little bit. I hate to see the...
This one's for Donovan.
For Donovan, all right.
Take it for the team. Take it for the team, honey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He cleaned her off good.
He did.
There they go. Oh, you kids are terrific.
He cleaned her off good.
What a great opening act.
Well, thank you. That was wonderful. And now that we're done with that, I think the dogs missed their mommy.
Yeah, but yeah. Can we, Charlie, can we hand the dogs back to mom?
Yeah, they're done.
All right, they're all done. There you go.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Hold on. And
good job.
The little one really misses you. Here you go.
All right.
Can you get her?
Yep.
You got
her.
You got
her.
There you go.
Now, let's not say what's happening now.
No, not at all. Not at all.
They miss their mommy.
All right, get out of here.
All right, get out of here, you two.
You guys are great. That was
thank
an outstanding first act.
Thank you.
That is wow. Diane with the peanut butter and her chihuahuas.
There they go.
Remember that as you're scoring at home.
Yes.
That is the first act.
That was very, very solid.
The first of at least 15 acts today.
And yes, studio is wafting with the odor of peanut butter.
We give you a thumbs up on that.
Amen.
For those of you listening at home, she's damned attractive. Big jugs. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice garters.
Terrific job. Great outfit.
Nice peanut butter.
Lucky is a lucky man.
Great wit.
Great wit, great energy.
Just if I'm being totally objective, they lost me when he went to the ass.
You didn't like that.
That's where that, you know, Jerry Maguire, you had me at a low. Listen,
you didn't even like her pose. I loved her pose for that. I thought that was terrific.
She was presenting.
You've never done that?
No. No, what?
There you go. Look at that.
What is she doing now?
Man, that's good. Seriously, what is it? What I mean, let me give you credit. What is your age? Go ahead.
42. Three children.
42 with three kids. Give her
a round. Wow. I would say this.
Man.
And you know I would say it behind her back if she left, because she doesn't, I'll say it now. I don't see a stretch mark on her.
Not a bit.
There isn't.
Not a bit.
Where those kids come out of then? Oh, C-sections.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes.
C-sections.
Meanwhile, Lucky's giving us a thumbs up. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, handsome woman. All
fly,
right.
Eagles, fly.
All right, get your clothes on. You got to get out of here. Thank you very much. We have more contestants we have to get in here.
Ooh, the smell of peanut butter wafting through the studio.
How long have you guys been Eagles fans? Lucky, how long?
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
So this would mean a lot to you guys to go to the game.
Big time.
All right. Take that into account, everybody. And remember that...
I got dog here. I got chihuahua here over my T-shirt.
The very first person to perform always is in the most precarious position. Because the first person is the one that, you know, you might hear something later and you go, wow, that's great, and you'll forget about that.
Yeah, the lead act. And we ask you really to give this act credit and remember, stop pointing at her, Lisa.
Why? What is she doing, Mike?
I can't say, Don. I cannot say.
Is there some HDA going on right now? Hot?
No, you can't say that.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Is there
No.
Okay. All right. Anyway. Chalupa time. Let me just say that.
Si. Buenos dias.
I bet, should we break first before the next act?
Yeah.
And who's... Lily, who's next? Is it the milk? The milk guy.
Yep.
Oh, now, listen, remember over the summer I told you, my kid brought a bunch of his 17 to 18-year-old friends up to the beach for the Labor Day holiday.
Right.
And they read somewhere that the human body cannot withstand Oh, there, Buzz. You finally get to see something.
What?
Look out your window. She's walking right by your window.
Hey, go ahead and say hi to Buzz.
The human body cannot withstand if you chug a gallon of milk. If physically...
Right. Doesn't hold 128 ounces.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. You'll throw it up. Mm-hmm. And we got a guy named Moose, and he has milk, and he's put green food dye in it.
Yes. In honor of the day that we're having with the competition here, gentlemen.
For the Eagles. And he'll be next. I think we'll can the secret sound today, because frankly, we got too much going on
right.
to get into the show. So all you guys with the beach towels and the hand lotion.
You disappointed your friend over there with
stand
that.
Stand by. Why, Rob? We wouldn't have had a winner anyway.
I know, but I like secret sound.
He likes depriving people of winning.
Yes. Maybe yes. later.
All right, maybe later.
Thank you.
I should also point out that today for our contestants, and remember you guys will be doing the voting, both our second and third place winners will each get a vacation to Iceland.
Wow.
Courtesy of IcelandAir.com, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. So that's a good start. Thank you, Diane, and the peanut butter and the chihuahuas. Let me just say, last thing about this, and then we'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, use your imagination as to what may or may not have happened in the studio that we cannot comment on.
Amen.
Use your imagination. And on that note, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but it's certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Conjoined. And that's okay. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Sorry about that. I was distracted for a second talking with Charles Broyhill about who's doing what when. And I think if you're in the neighborhood, we're going to be outside in the next break.
Very good.
Then we're going to have the guy in the Buccaneers jersey with the megaphone.
Good.
Also the guy in the pudding diaper.
Yes.
On the skateboard. And the guy that we're just going to be pelting with eggs.
And it is very, very cold in Philadelphia today. I mean, it's going to... I don't know what the wind chill factor is, but I was outside a while ago, and the sun... is going down.
And keep in mind that you, the home listener, you're going to be voting for your favorite to win the tickets to the Eagles and the Buccaneers. Let's bring in our next contestant.
Who's next on the docket, Don?
It's Moose.
Moose.
Yes. Rob and I had the pleasure of meeting Moose before the show. Don,
great guy.
Down in front of us. Station.
Right.
And I tried to tell him what a huge mistake he was making. His wife is wearing a Buccaneers jersey.
Oh, well, let's see.
And I said, you don't want your wife to be wearing a Buccaneers jersey in this town.
Oh, man. Moose is a big guy.
Oh, and now she's saying, no, wait, you don't want to talk about that now?
No way.
What's the problem with that?
She seems to be concerned that you're exposing her as the fraud.
Let's unzip your coat. Let's see what number it is.
Oh, that's bad.
47, John Lynch, right?
That's very bad.
Are you a Tampa Bay fan, really?
Yes, I am, for real.
For real?
Well, actually, John Gruden, really.
You know, you're going to make a lot of people angry if your husband goes on to win the tickets, the fact that one of those tickets will be going towards a Buccaneers fan.
You've got to be fair. I mean, you know.
No, we don't have to be fair.
No, this is WYSP. You have to remember where you are here.
We don't have to be fair. But nonetheless, yeah, Buccaneers.
Right. Right. Why don't you zip that back up?
Oh, come on.
We don't need to see that today.
Not today. Not today.
Not today, Don.
Not today. Moose, how are you, my friend?
I'm vertical. How
are
you doing?
I'm vertical.
You're vertical.
Every day that you're vertical is a good day, right, Moose?
For Don and Mike.
All right.
Charlie, I don't think that's hooked up.
And that's who y'all really are.
I'm not getting it.
Do you have Mike too, Keith?
I do. The endearing comments just continue with this couple as Moose is wearing a Redskins jersey today.
Got it, Charlie.
The Redskins jersey.
Yes, and
and says that's who you really are anyway. So okay, Moose. All right, drink your green milk.
Now, what are you going
to
be
the game every Sunday at Redskins Stadium?
What's that?
Which one of y'all two goes to the game?
I have season tickets for the Redskins.
Right,
with their Eagles jersey on.
You're right. That's right.
This is a difficult. These are our most difficult people.
That's right. And let me toss this on as well. My bag, my carry-on bag that I brought on the trip with me.
Sun is being exposed.
Green bag.
Really?
All right. Okay, unopened.
Now, where's the green food coloring?
What's wrong with the Buccaneers?
Right. What's wrong
bags?
With the Buccaneers?
Nothing wrong.
Right now, at this moment in this town, everything is wrong with the Buccaneers. Baby, you are rating suicide. You really are.
Yeah. Just zip it on that, okay, please?
You know, we don't want to be known as the radio show that's talking great about the Buccaneers in here.
Thank you for the trash can. Right.
You're welcome.
Jesus Christ. Besides, I mean, really, all kidding aside, if we were in D.C. or Green Bay or San Francisco.
That's very green. That's good.
I'm telling you, Buccaneers are losing. It's going to be a close game, but they're going to lose.
All right, now Moose is about to chug his milk.
No, I'm not going to chug it. I'm a smart man.
All right, well, you can drink it. You're going to drink all of it.
Okay. Now,
all right.
I was a little misconstrued. I didn't know it was a contest. I thought if I did it, I won, but that's all right. No big deal. I'm going to do it anyways.
Oh, no. You just thought if you just came down and drank a gallon of milk, we'd give you tickets, the most sought-after ticket in the city? Right.
Now, it's running down his chin right now. He's drinking the milk. There
and down the front of his Redskins jersey.
And he's continuing, and I'm just going to back the chair up just a little bit over here. If you don't.
Now, just keep drinking.
That's two cups.
Two cups of milk.
14 left.
Think you're going to make it, Moose?
I've never done it before.
Okay, you're not.
So we're going to find out anyway.
I will tell you.
I need to be able to get the hole in my mouth, though.
Tell you again, that night that those friends of my son did it, they all immediately, I mean, within 2 to 3 minutes, it all came right back up.
Yeah.
I don't care if it does. I've thrown up before.
You know what?
You've chugged a gallon of milk before?
No, I've thrown up before.
Oh, you've thrown up before, yes.
Is that it's not a clear plastic milk jug, so it's hard to see how much has come and how much has gone.
He holds it to the light. He's only got just a thimble full so far.
He's just got a wee bit gone.
And sweating already.
Keep going. Keep drinking.
Y'all got the lights on me.
Yeah, we got the lights on. You're on the spotlight now, Moose.
Do I look all right?
Where are you from, Moose? Where are you guys from?
You're DDH.
Washington, D.C.
He's from Washington, D.C.
He's dropped dead handsome, Mike. That's what this guy is.
I just want to make sure you see me already on radio.
Now, his wife's reading the newspaper now while he's doing this.
It's important to stay informed.
Can I tell you, I think these people are really going to win.
You're rooting hard?
We are.
I wish them the very best of luck. If I was out in Radio Land, I'd sure be voting for them.
For who?
For you guys.
I know you will.
You're fantastic. What a great presentation.
Not an effing chance.
Wearing a Buccaneers jersey in here today.
He's kidding, of course.
I'm kidding.
He's not even, I'd say he's one quarter of the way through. Halfway.
How's that milk taste?
Green.
Green. All right, very good.
Now, he did get food coloring to make the milk green.
Right on.
Was this new?
Right on, Don.
He has half a bottle of food coloring.
You can see.
Is that good?
Don inspected it.
No, that's Mike. Mike inspected it.
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. I'm the one with the sleeves.
Hi, Mike.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Rob, you trimmed them up nice during the break, though. Right on.
And we're still waiting now for Moose to finish this. Finding it a little hard going down now.
Yeah, Moose is slowing down. Look at the perspiration on Moose's face.
Whose jacket is this, just in case?
That's mine.
Okay.
Moose, you feeling a little queasy?
No.
Moose, you are sweating to beat the band, buddy. No, it's cool in here.
Not the lights, Moose. I got news for you. We all got the lights on us.
Moose is unpacking his shirt now. Let me get my Diet Coke out of the way. Don, I think we're getting close to something.
We're getting close.
0 hours. Yeah.
That's half, baby.
That's only half. And look at you. You are sweating like Marianne Barry.
Well, that's sweating there.
All right, keep going. Keep drinking.
Take it down to Vulture Point.
That's good. Let me tell you all, he continues this in our next break. We're going to be outside where Joe's going to be eating the AstroTurf.
Right?
Yeah, you're allowed to puke. Absolutely.
As long as I drink this gallon of
grain. No, the sooner you puke, the better, actually, Moose. If you want to puke earlier, that's fine, too.
In our next break, we'll be out front of the station where Joe will be eating the AstroTurf and chasing it down with 8 ounces of Crisco oil.
I'm getting queasy just looking at Moose.
Then we'll also be outside when we will pelt Justin with eggs, and Jim will put the pudding in his adult diaper.
Oh, there's a few. Oh, your little finger down the throat.
Now, don't make yourself throw up.
Well, give me more room.
Then we have Rob with the cheesesteak.
Now, once you throw up, it's over, Moose.
Moose,
don't worry about the rules, okay? We'll worry about the rules.
Then we have Dave with the megaphone. Mike could have his genitals pierced. And we'll end today's show with Dana and Devin, who are going to be shaving and washing each other.
This is so gross already.
Halfway.
Okay,
yeah.
Over halfway.
Yeah, you tell yourself that's halfway.
Oh,
keep
dear.
Telling yourself that.
Go on, Moose.
Can I see it for a moment?
Sure.
How much, Robbie?
About half. About a little, little.
Not quite half.
A little less than half.
I'd say closer to a third.
Oh, he's doing a little chug-a-roo there. Oh, a little chug. There you go. It's getting harder, isn't it, Moose?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. All right, good.
Yes,
good, honest man.
That's skin milk. Yeah, it is.
Keep going.
It's the lightest crap there was.
Yeah.
But it's getting ready to come up.
keep going.
It's a wives' tale. It doesn't
no, it is not a wives' tale.
Don't believe your wife. She's wearing a Buccaneers jersey.
Yeah. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
She milked his fields of greatness.
Right. Well, it's getting close. This is bothering me.
It's starting to hurt him.
I'm getting queasy right now. Just
he is really...
Especially all his hair. Especially when the guy looks with the sweat coming out.
He is really sweaty. And I mean,
oh, my God.
We normally run the air conditioning at like, Arctic levels.
Uh-oh.
But even I requested...
Oh, here it comes.
No.
Oh!
Just a little bit.
Oh, that's
all right. Keep drinking, Moose.
I'm coming, baby.
All right.
Even I requested today that the air conditioning not be at full blast because it is so cold outside. I can't stand it.
Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it.
Not like he can.
Oh, Don.
He can continue if he wishes.
Oh, no, out of this. Oh, that's time. Oh. I've seen enough.
I give you one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
There we go.
Just going to give him the option.
Oh, oh dear.
He's
going to
He's
like calling Don. Don, Jesus
Mike,
Christ.
Mike, if he wants to continue, he may continue.
Thank you very much.
It's his option. Remember, he's playing for the tickets.
Yes.
He's going for the audience's vote.
No, that is halfway.
He's only halfway done now.
Yeah, but technically it's drinking the whole gallon of milk, and since there's really not a gallon in there now, you see.
No, but he did. I would give him credit for what came up, because we did tell him he could puke as he was going along if he had to. But now you see it's not an old wife's tale, right, like a news fan?
Yes, I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
Great color, though.
It does make you puke.
Wow.
Halfway through you.
Eagles fans. It's green as hell.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Drink up. Oh, keep drinking it.
Okay, fans.
Now he's getting, I'll say, he has passed the halfway mark. He just held the container of milk up.
Can you see the slow trickle of green goo out of his nose?
Yeah.
It's pretty
Yeah, he has like green Joker product boogers coming out of his nose. And he's continuing.
He's doing pretty good.
Mike, great news. The guys with the glass dildos are here, too.
Oh, fantastic. Very exciting.
So everybody's showing up to make this.
And it smells great over here.
Hold on.
Oh, God. I'm out of here.
Oh.
Okay.
I smell ratings.
I definitely need the paper towel.
Oh. Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah. It's right here.
Can we
call it?
Robin, no. Guys, please. My sense of smell tells me ratings. I smell ratings.
My sense of smell tells me expiration date.
If Moose is ready to continue, let him continue.
Baby. I'm going.
He may end up being the people's choice.
For my boy, TJ Andrews.
All right, keep going. Keep going.
He's almost done.
I'm right behind him.
I'm there, baby.
Yeah, now you're getting close. You can see the end. Keep going.
I'm right behind
him. Now he's chugging. Now he's really chugging.
I'm
one,
right
two,
behind
three, four,
him.
Five. Six chugs.
Oh, yeah.
And my personal favorite touch, besides the vomiting, is that.
He has made it his own.
That's my psychic move.
Yeah, that works.
Oh, all right, finish that baby up.
I'm coming, man. I'm coming.
Come on. I got some faith in you here. There we go.
I've been looking at the floor for about 10 minutes.
Three, four, five, six gulps. I was counting the gulps. He was chugging it.
Oh, it's coming.
And now he's near the end.
What does that mean?
It's coming. Corn's a coming.
Mike, I'd like to be more than corn coming with this.
Oh, dear.
And one, two. Oh, no, no, no. No.
Green BM.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Green BM, okay? And it's
he has less than a quarter to finish.
All right.
He's almost done.
Yeah. These sound effects, all of this.
Oh, this is pain.
I was talking to myself in the mirror. Got milk.
All right, come on. Down the hatch. He's getting very close to finishing. He is sweating. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It's better than any sound effect record.
Two more times.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you want to finish that?
I want to finish it.
All right, go ahead.
You're the man, hon.
You know what I love? And I've not even mentioned, Mike, you've not been looking at all. But outside the window, Tim, all of the programming people, they've all come up to look. And they look until he does that.
And then they look away.
Because it's like they almost can't believe it.
Yeah, I know.
From the way it sounds on the radio.
Sounds good.
I tell you, Rob, it sounds better than that CD we've got.
It does. It's because it's real, baby.
It's like a good wave. That's
now he's very close to actually having ingested an entire gallon of green milk. Mm-hmm. And, come on, Moose. Counting on you, Moose.
Moose.
And the growling. Oh, boy.
You're just about done, hon.
Oh, dear.
This is for
Philly. Oh, there you go. All right. I like that.
Wow.
I like that. Do it for Philly.
It's done, baby.
It's almost done.
Moose.
You got one more giant swig. One more giant swig and he's done.
Moose.
Come on, almost. Almost. He's drinking a gallon.
He's done it.
A gallon of green milk.
He did it.
He's done it.
All right, Moose, don't run around the studio. Stay right there, buddy.
He's done it.
Right there. All right. Way to go, Moose.
And he's out of puke.
All right, there you go.
No,
no, he's not. Oh, dear. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. Everybody, when you're scoring at home, remember, contestant number two is Moose. That is Moose, and he drank an entire quart of green milk.
Wow. A gallon.
Excuse me, a gallon.
Four quarts
to win his... Buccaneers,
most of it is at the bottom of the trash can, but technically he did do that.
All right, thank you.
Minutes.
Thank you, Moose. Get out of
Better
here.
Better carry your bucket with you, Moose.
Yes. Thank you, because we got to
take that with you.
We got to run to get our guests in here.
Take the bucket with you, buddy. All right.
Now we've had,
you don't need to. You can just take the whole can, Moose. Put it in the can.
We've had Nancy follow some wacky acts on the show before. This is probably the wackiest. Joining us now from the NFL Today on CBS, here's Nancy. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's up, my man? It's not just the wackiest act I've ever followed on your show, ever, anywhere.
Jim, you should have seen it. The guy had a gallon of milk, and he had...
Green spoiled milk? Is it when you say green? Was it spoiled?
No, he put dye in it.
Oh, okay.
Green food coloring, Jim, and it was something to behold.
Because we're in Philly today, and we're giving away the Eagles Buccaneers ticket. And I believe that, Jim, if you look at our picks last week, my good man, I believe I bested you as I went 4-0.
If you went 4-0, you did best me because I went 3-1.
Yeah, I know I did, and I got...
I didn't think you went 4-0, but hey, man, hats off to you. That's awesome. Way to go,
Jim, on. Jim, for your charity...
Yes?
I'm willing to put $500. I got such a hunch on the upset of the decade... I'm willing to put $500 for your favorite charity, which is the Three Amigos, And for me, it would be the American Cancer Society that Tennessee will beat Oakland.
Straight up?
Straight up.
Oh, yeah, that's where we're done. We're in.
Okay, so you're in for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, then let's analyze both of these games.
How did Mike do last week?
I was 1-3. I'm basically, and bear with me, I'm still recovering from the last little act that we had in here.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
I
just had to listen to it. I'm sick.
You guys just chat amongst yourselves while I get a cold towel.
I want to mention that we've had Nancy on, Jim Nance from CBS, about 10 times this year.
We appreciate that. We don't say that enough, Jim.
The last 2 years, we've bet Jim charity for charity, and I do want to mention that Jim's charity is the Three Amigos Foundation, and here's the info. 2727 Allen Parkway, Suite 700, Houston, Texas, 77019.
Jim, very briefly, what is the Three Amigos charity? What does that
do? That's for Alzheimer's, cancer research, and pseudoxanthoma elastica, a very rare eye disease. Three Amigos is a foundation I share with my college roommates, Fred Couples, noted golfer, former number one player in the world. And Blaine McAllister, who is a 5-time PGA Tour winner. We were all roommates in school 25 years ago. We have the biggest golf fundraiser in the city of Houston every year. And in fact, our foundation operates 12 months a year. And we give back to very needy causes that really hit home with awful things that have that really struck our families. And
so everybody, unless you work like for AOL, and maybe you've got some, I don't know. Jim, was it a co-ed dorm?
No, it was not. Not back in those days.
If you've got, unless you work for AOL and you got a couple of bucks, that's a great charity. Jimmy's Three Amigos Foundation. Now, let's look at both games. Let's save the Eagles game for last because we're in Philly. Let's start with the game that you guys have. And a cherry time. I don't remember, Jim, championship games ever being in prime time, but the last game, the AFC game, starts at 6:30 East Coast time on Sunday night, and it's the Titans at the Raiders. Tell us about that game.
Well, it is the first time they decided here in the last 2 years they've slowly started to push games in both the wild card and divisional round, and now for the first time ever into the championship round, a game in the prime time. And it certainly has, of course, upped the ratings for everybody. So all the network partners have benefited. On to the game.
Yes.
Tennessee and Oakland, we all know they met on September the 29th. Oakland annihilated them, up 31-7 at halftime. A bit quirky in that the Raiders returned 2 punts in the first quarter alone to break that game open, both for touchdowns. Phillip Buchanan, who's on injured reserve and will not play. Terry Kirby, who's injured, really won't play. But it was an Oakland total domination of Tennessee. But that was a Tennessee team that struggled off to a 1-4 start and then, of course, righted the ship to win 10 of its last 11 regular season games.
Hey, Nancy, really? Now, seriously, is there a tougher guy playing than Steve McNair?
No. I mean, all you ever talk about this guy is the injury report. Matter of fact, I was saying to somebody today, it's almost not even worth reporting. We know this guy is always going through a week of intense scrutiny and missing practices and treatments for those various injuries. And he comes out on Sunday, after missing all those reps, and is just, he's an amazing, amazing performer and leader. I give him all the credit in the world. I don't think Tennessee's going to win the game. I don't like your pick there at all. But
everybody's talking about Oakland with the swagger. They've got the swagger. They got the more confidence than anybody in this thing. Can that in big games that can hurt you sometimes? Can it?
Well, it could, Mike. But based on your 1-3 record, I don't know what qualifies you to make a statement like that.
Jim, I'm just trying to ask the questions as I try to relieve my nausea.
Actually, you're one and three in the postseason is a little bit of an upgrade off your regular season record.
Thank you so much, Jim. I truly appreciate that.
Are you shirtless?
No, I'll say this about the Raiders. There is a swagger, but it is a quiet arrogance around here. Just a little history. The Raiders 2 years ago hosted this very game. Baltimore came into this building, broke free on a 96-yard hookup, Dilfer to Shannon Sharp. It broke their hearts here, 16-7 or whatever it was.
Right.
Baltimore went on to win the Super Bowl. Last year on January the 19th, this is going to be the one-year anniversary of that game. The season's been moved up a week earlier this year. But on this date a year ago, Sunday, the Raiders lost because of that crazy, goofy tuck rule up at New England, and New England went on to win the Super Bowl. This is a team that we know. Gannon, the MVP. These guys, you can't expect them to perform like this. Who knows? Maybe they got another year in them behind this one. You know, that would be really pushing it. Maybe they do. I hope they do. But this has been, this performance you're going to see on Sunday, I believe, is 2 years in the making. 3 years in the making.
All right,
three seasons in the making.
I think Tennessee's going to win. That's all I can say.
Okay.
And I got $500, Jimmy, for charity. Let's talk about.
I'll tell you what. We'll make it a wash, or it could be. You know, I will take the underdog in the other game.
No, I feel very. You want to take Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Baby,
another 500.
Bring it on.
$1,000 on the line this week,
Jimmy.
Wow.
Bring it.
I might have a push. You know, if maybe it'll be a push.
All right, maybe it'll be a push. I don't see any way, because I think Tennessee's going to win that game. Let's talk about Philly and Tampa Bay. And you've picked Tampa Bay.
Yes,
I don't know if that's because you think they're going to win. The Eagles have won the last four games against Tampa Bay.
And completely shut them down. The Bucs offense hasn't been able to produce anything.
All right, so tell us about this game.
I think that this is a different Tampa team. I know they played here earlier in the season. It was a 2010 game, a little misleading. It was really kind of a field goal game. There was a return for a touchdown on that one by Philly. Won it, again, 2010. But I don't see Warren Sapp and company coming up here and giving up. I don't think they will allow the Eagles two offensive touchdowns. How about that?
I think they may
give up one offensive touchdown. That's it.
I think I was telling Mike today, I think it'd be like 7-6.
I think it could be like a 17-10 Tampa win. I don't see either team being that much better than the other. Now, I know the recent history certainly swings one in favor of the Philly side. But let me just say this. Forgive me for being self-serving here, but you made me the monster that I am today.
I know you are, you shirtless wonder.
Yeah, my shirtless fool. But let's a little history here. Regular season picks with Don and Mike.
Okay, all right.
I blew you guys away.
You killed us. I know that.
On the NFL today.
It's a fluky year for me.
On the NFL today, with my trio of football legends, Marino, Dion, Esiason.
He gets that plug in every week, doesn't he?
Listen to him. He's bragging.
I blew those guys away.
He's bragging now.
I told you. I said, forgive me. This is you guys made me.
I know. We made you into this monster.
I can't get it out of my system.
Now, you were talking last week early in the winter.
Here's the clincher.
What?
September the 8th.
Okay.
Opening day of the NFL season. Actually, the Giants 49ers.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Okay.
First Sunday.
Right.
The first Sunday of the season.
Yes.
We're leading up to the 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, listen to this guy.
Super Bowl picks, right?
Guys, let's make our Super Bowl picks.
Yeah, okay. Who'd you pick?
Dion picked Pittsburgh, St. Louis. Boomer picked Green Bay, Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
Dan picked Philly in Pittsburgh. He's got one team alive.
Hmm.
Your humble host.
With the most.
Oakland and Tampa Bay.
Wow.
And Jim, what a crashing feeling you're going to have. 48 hours from now, I know that you're a religious man. I think you're a teetotaler. But I predict that you will find your way to the bottom of a very, very deep bottle come Sunday night when you realize that not only have you lost on the Tampa Bay bet because the Eagles will win.
But you've missed the greatest upset in football history, which is going to be.
The Tennessee Titans beating the Oakland Raiders.
And it might not be that, but you'll say it's that.
I don't know what you've been mixing into your milk, but it's been something stronger than green dye.
No, it's a man named Steve McNair.
You've been back making pina coladas or something before you made that pick.
Last week, this guy, he comes off the field.
He's amazing. I love the guy.
He comes off the field, and they say he has ripped off, he hit his head on a helmet. Ripped off layers of skin.
Mm-hmm.
They could see the ligaments or the figaments, whatever they are.
The fingerments.
In the guy's hand, he had no feeling in his thumb, yet he went to Jeff Fisher and said, I got to get back in there. Threw the passes that took him down the field.
It's a figment, the new mint that tastes like fig.
That game, but I am so sick of these cheap four plays and a field goal wins in overtime. With one possession wins. It's so absurd. It's so unfair for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And by the way, I would have been saying the same thing had they flipped it and gone the other way. But you lose a coin toss, and now Tennessee gets the ball, goes down, completes a couple of plays, and hey, wait a minute. Now we're a little nervous. They're in field goal range. And the next thing you know, you've never touched a football. You've been out there since July practicing. You've gone through four preseason games, 16 regular season games, and what? Tommy Maddox, comeback player of the year in the NFL? Guy's been putting up 30 points. points about every other game, he's not going to get a chance to even drive down there and match it or better.
Jim, am I going to have to be the one to tell you this? My dad told me this a long time ago. Life ain't fair.
Yeah, that rule's got to be changed.
All right.
Well, it sounds like listening to both of you, we're not going to have a blowout in either game. It's going to be two close games, right?
No, Mike. No, I don't think this one here. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think overall won by double digits.
Mike, I'm telling you.
You know, that means I've been wrong on everything today.
Tennessee will win. It'll be a close game. I'll give you that. And Philadelphia will win as well. That will be close. Jim, look forward to talking to you to get my $1,000 for charity.
You know we're going to have to talk again next week now. That's what you've just set us up for.
It is a date, and we will watch you Sunday night. You guys will be on after the Eagles. 6:30 for the Titans and the Raiders. Nancy,
3 o'clock Eastern Time pregame show NFL today.
Gotcha. Thank you, Nancy.
All right,
see
thanks,
you later.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Look what you created.
Yeah. Jim Nance. I know.
And he was busting my balls.
God damn. I know we say this all the time, but one of these times, we've got to go back in the archives and get a tape.
Yeah. When he was on the show the very first time, he was wearing a plaid skirt.
Different guy.
He would say, like, well, I don't want to say anything about anybody else. Gosh, I'm just humbled to be sitting in the same seat that Brent Musburger sat.
Now it's like, Mike, you're 1-3. How do you know, you fool? Crazy fool?
I am the man.
Oh, man.
Wow, that was a good segment. We had the guy puking and that.
Yeah, and now at the end of that, talking to Nance made all that nausea go away.
So when we come back,
most of it.
We're going to be getting the NFC side of this as well. We're going to have Joe Buck from Fox on in a couple of minutes.
Very good.
When we come back, Charlie, is the AstroTurf guy inside?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great. When we come back, Joe, we'll have two Joes.
How about that?
Joe.
Joe's going to be eating a 6x6 piece of AstroTurf.
Very good.
And washing it down with Crisco oil.
Good.
And Joe Buck will be here, and I think we'll also work in the guys who have shown up with the glass dildos.
Excellent.
They're not doing anything for tickets. They just wanted to bring by some glass dildos.
What a show. What a show.
We're right in the middle of the What Would You Do for Eagles Bucks ticket show, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Dad, I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Why, of course, Eddie. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What is this, a delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
The Don and Mike Show.
Quit smelling their belly buttons. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
People are nuts. Go to I get the national calls here, instant message.
Yes.
Paul is pissed.
Why is he angry?
That I have pissed Tennessee.
Why?
Why are you giving out? I don't know. Let's put him on. Hello, Paul.
Hey, hi.
Paul. Yeah, hi, buddy. Well, what's your problem, dude?
You think that ties over the Raiders? That's dumb.
Yes,
and
sir.
I got a friendly wager for you.
Not another friendly wager. I already got one friendly wager with the guy about the Bucks and the Eagles.
I should mention, Don, the show heard now all over the Bay Area.
But you're not calling from the Bay Area, are you?
I'm calling from Oakland.
Calling from Oakland?
That would be the Bay Area.
I don't believe him.
What station are you listening to us on? I'm in Berkeley coming into Oakland right now.
What station are you listening to us on?
KYCY, San Francisco.
What is the dial position?
1550.
What is your area code? What is your area code?
Zero.
What is it?
It's 510.
And what is your zip code?
Do you want to take it that or not?
Do you want to tell me if you know the zip code of San Francisco or not?
I don't live in San Francisco.
Of Berkeley?
No,
who's the mayor of San Francisco?
Uh-huh.
Who's the mayor of San Francisco?
Willie Brown.
All right, this guy knows a lot about the Bay Area. All right, what do you
Are you accepting the fact that he's from the Bay Area?
Yeah. What do you want to bet?
Okay. If the Raiders win, you send me some clown porn. If the Titans win, I'll report to your station and stand out on Market Street with from the hours that you're on with the sun, saying Don and Mike are on right now at 50.
Fine. Well, you hang up on this guy. The guy's never. If the guy loses the bet, he's never going to come all the way to D.C. or
no.
Philadelphia. Or
I think he was calling from Anchorage, Alaska.
Randy. Hello there, Randy. You're on the air.
Sacramento.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
I'm a big Raider fan. I'm out of the Bay Area. I'm calling from the Central Valley.
All right, congratulations.
Do what?
I said congratulations.
Yeah, hey, thank you. It's good weather here. It's foggy.
It was funny now.
What do you want?
Why are you hanging me? What do you want?
Hey, I want to know why you even think McNair even has a chance. Their offensive line.
You know what is the biggest upset of all time is that you actually got on this show. Hang up on this dick, please,
wow.
Joe.
Hey.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him. Thank you, Joe. My
Joe.
Name Joe running the board. Now we're going to be covered with Joes because we have that guy. We got
yes.
our Joe. We've got
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck coming up, and we have the Joe who's going to eat the AstroTurf.
Right.
Bring him in. Bring us Joe, contestant number three, if you're counting at home.
Number three.
And we really got to get moving on this.
That peanut butter lady, we've had puking milk man, and now we're going to have AstroTurf eater.
Now here he comes, and he's wearing the Hugh Douglas Eagles jersey.
Hi, step up to the microphone, sir.
Come on in.
How are you?
How you guys doing?
Hi there.
How's it going? What's your name?
Joe Zeminski.
Joe, you're Joe Zeminski. That's the Joe version. I see you have the AstroTurf there.
I love you guys since I lived in D.C.
That's wonderful.
Thanks, Joe. Now, who'd you bring with you, Joe?
George and Trixie.
Trixie?
Trixie. I'm eat the AstroTurf off of Trixie.
Oh, you're going to eat it off of Trixie? And I understand there's oil involved in this, so
indeed.
So Trixie will have some oil like put on her or something like that?
Whatever you guys want, we're ready to wrap it
up. The original deal was you were going to eat a 6x6 piece of AstroTurf.
That's right.
And then you were going to chase it with 6 ounces of the Crisco oil, or 8 ounces. Right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And how have you thought to involve Trixie in this this occupation?
Well, we thought that we would let you guys be creative, and we could either eat the turf off the turf or the turf off the
I think you should eat
friend.
The turf off the turf.
Good idea.
I mean, off her turf.
Yeah, absolutely.
So turf off the friends. I mean, whatever you
yeah, you
want.
Can. Yeah, you can actually put the turf on her turf and eat the turf with oil and make a little salad.
Yeah, go ahead there, Trixie. Undo that black leather jacket that you're wearing.
It's very good, Trixie. Oh, wow.
Oh,
my. Trixie, step over to the center here, will you, please?
Microphone number three.
Here you go. Here, right up here,
hi,
Trixie.
Hi, Trixie.
Hi, Trixie.
Hi.
It's
between my legs.
Oh, yes, the AstroTurf is between your legs.
Where are you from, Trixie?
I'm out of town.
And she's an out-of-towner.
And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Trixie?
Just me.
It's just you, yeah.
You know what she looks a little like? I think it's like Michelle Pfeiffer in the eyes.
Yeah, she does. She has a little Michelle Pfeiffer look.
Yeah. She has like one of those shirts that shows off her belly button.
Absolutely.
And, let's get right to it.
Guns are fun.
All right. Now, you guys just make yourself comfortable. And I guess you have to cut off a little piece of AstroTurf there.
Oh, you brought a lot.
I brought the AstroTurf from
Trixie is, I think, are you going to sit up on the counter here? Is that really? Yeah, that's fine. You can sit up on the counter.
From the neighborhood bar. Yeah.
All right.
Off the floor to the bar.
All right, so you couldn't get the turf from the vet,
Eagles.
So you got it from a bar.
Yes, a local bar.
Okay.
That's a local bar that's been, like, trampled on. Sure, it's clean.
Go ahead and cut yourself a 6x6 piece of that.
6x6.
6 inches by 6 inches.
Whatever you guys want. I don't care.
I think that's what you'd said, was 6 inches by 6 inches.
More if you want more, less if you want less.
Well, no, that's fine.
Well, it's got to cover, Trixie here.
And, Trixie, I think most likely you're going to have to slip out of those hip-hugging jeans.
Now, you're obviously not going to be able to eat that, in one solid piece. How are you planning on eating it? You haven't given this any real thought,
yeah,
have you?
I have a blender in case you guys. I'll blend it and drink it with the oil.
We didn't supply a blender.
I have my own blender.
Oh, you have your own blender. All right.
If you would like to, you could blend up the AstroTurf. Sure.
Now, how will that involve our dear friend Trixie?
Well, then I'll pour the oil in the blender on Trixie and I'll
lick it off.
I don't know if she's saying okay to that.
I can push the button.
You could push the button. So he wants to make his concoction and then drink it off. Well, lick it off you, Trixie. Are you amenable to that situation? She said yes.
Yeah, we need an outlet, please. Someone to plug in the.
We have an outlet here.
Plug in the thing.
We need an extension cord.
Power strip. If we have an outlet.
We have a power strip.
We got another guy wearing an Eagles number 20 jersey and
we have another woman in here. What's your name?
Dana.
Dana. What are you doing? You were unzipping your. What's going
on? Now, Dana, are you one of the shaving girls?
No, I'm not.
That's another girl.
Joey's invited me here.
Okay.
That's very nice.
So they have dates, Don. That's what this seems to be. It seems to be.
Did you meet them last night? Where did you meet these girls last night, Joey?
Kaiser's Cafe.
They're a little plug-in for the bar. All right.
Now, Dana, what are you doing here? You reaching inside your...
I know, I'm sorry. I just... you guys were...
There you go. There's a plug under here.
Well, what were you doing?
And I heard you...
Just give the impression... I get the impression, Don... Sorry, I'm away from the microphone. I'm trying to be as soft as possible.
No, I got you, Mike.
I think Dana's just dying to take her clothes off. That's the impression I'm getting.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Now, here goes the AstroTurf into the blender, I believe.
All right, now he's cutting... Don, what he's doing now is he's cutting little pieces of... little strips of the AstroTurf. And then he's going to make the mixture.
Snip, snip.
He's going to put it onto Trixie and lick it off.
That looks really good, yes.
I think you should drink some of it first.
It's almost sticky to the touch. It feels like
this is right
gallons of beer.
If he dies, I still get this is right off the barroom floor.
That's right off the barroom floor. Good and good for it. You're going to want to put smaller strips in there if you're going to mix it all up. Otherwise, it'll break the blender.
Is the bar where you picked up the girls the same bar that you stole the AstroTurf from?
Indeed. One stop shopping.
If he dies, I still have the tickets.
What? If he dies, do you get the tickets? No.
No.
We don't
want to.
No, don't die.
You guys found two pretty hot barflies last night.
Clarification.
You guys did okay?
Did you guys really just meet last night?
Actually, that's my best friend's girlfriend.
Oh, it's your best friend's girlfriend. Now he's putting the oil in the blender.
Oh, it's olive oil, extra virgin.
Is it?
Oh, my. Is that going to be tasty?
Yum, yum.
All right. Now he's pouring the olive oil into the blender over the AstroTurf. Don, I'm not even sure whether the blender's going to be able to take this on.
Yeah, I don't know either.
We're going to see what happens right now.
All right, turn it on. Let's see what happens.
Seems to be working.
Yeah.
Imagine what that's going to feel like coming out of him.
You're listening to the sound of AstroTurf in a blender.
It's high fiber.
With oil. With virgin olive oil.
It hasn't even touched the AstroTurf.
Turn it up again. Rob, do you have it all the way on full speed?
Yeah. You know what? He's doing it. It's like fibrous now, actually. I misspoke.
That'll keep you regular.
Wow. You've got to tell us what kind of BM you get after this.
What seems to be happening is the blender seems to be dancing around the AstroTurf. Well, there we go. And we're making nice mayonnaise now.
So it's actually turning into a liquid?
The oil, that's how you make mayonnaise. You know, you actually put oil in a blender. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. With eggs.
I did not know that.
Okay. What's that, Dana?
Where? How do you judge the talent?
We're judging by our listeners.
Our listeners right. will call and vote for
Now, you're going to pour that. Trixie, do you want to get more comfortable since he's going to pour this on you?
Hello.
Yeah, she has to. All right. She seems to be getting ready to take her
pants off.
And
no, make a mess.
She is taking her pants off. A lovely tattoo.
She has her pants off.
She's an eagle.
She is sitting up on our console.
I love you, Jason.
Wow. Well, you should see the view from over here.
You should.
My best friend's girlfriend.
I got a pretty good view right here, Mike.
All right. Oh, dear.
I'm so glad I wore a jumpsuit today.
All right, now.
I can see right down your shirt.
I'm really glad I wore a jumpsuit.
You sure you want to mess up that blouse, Trixie? You know, with that blouse on, you know, that might get oil on it. You know, I mean, you might get oil.
Oil is a stain.
Really?
Yeah.
Trixie, now she's lying out on the... Jesus. All right. Now she's taking her panties down a little bit.
Uh-huh. It's cold.
Oh,
now he's got
God.
The AstroTurf that's going in the blender. You know, I think,
right.
Mike, if I'm not mistaken, in very rare cases, such as my first wife,
yes.
Don't women sometimes have hair growing out of their bosoms?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Well,
there's no way we could tell.
For sure.
Hint.
Can we take off the shirt and we'll put some more oil on?
There you go.
All right, he wants you to take your shirt off, Trixie, so he can put oil on you.
Is he wearing anything underneath
the
shirt?
No. Sure?
So what does
that mean? Dana,
she is now taking her top off.
No. I would suggest...
Dana, will you take
there you go.
Dana.
The wardrobe fabric will be taking off.
Oh, there we go. Oh,
bravo.
Natural.
Wow, very Heather Graham.
Now he's pouring the oil on her.
Right on her
boobs. Right between her boobs. The oil is being poured on. Oh, my God.
Don't want to ruin the shirt.
Oh, dear.
That's almost like if she was going to be fitty tucked.
I got her. We can do this without ruining this beautiful shirt.
All right, Dana. All right, Nurse Dana.
Dr. Dana.
Ooh.
All right, go ahead. I think.
They are natural.
Joey, it's time for you.
So try to eat that ass, that's for sure.
Okay, now.
He's taking a little bite of it.
But listen.
He's eating the AstroTurf. How's it taste?
Not good.
Not good.
Does it have a taste?
Are you able to swallow it?
More oil, perhaps? Trash can?
That's like your first bite. He can't. You all right there, pal?
Let me describe what's happened. Joey has taken a 6x6 piece of AstroTurf, put it in a blender. He has got it into a...
He just drank the oil.
He's just drinking the olive oil, chugging it now.
We got you a Coke here, Jeff.
Now he's going to take a... He's going to take another little bite. There's a Coke to wash it down. Yeah, get the... Get the bag over there. Hi, Dana. How are you? Nice to see you.
Now, we need everybody to be very quiet while we hear him eat.
Okay. All right, now he's eating the AstroTurf.
You should have shaved, Joe.
The AstroTurf wasn't rough enough.
Jesus. Oh, Mike, did you see that look
on
his face?
There's puke sign. There's puke sign here already.
Is there any sweat?
There's one.
There seems to be just... There's no sweat yet. No sweat just yet.
All right,
he's filing for the camera. Hey, we're on radio, pal. Just worry about that.
My mother is so proud of me right now.
We'll get the pictures later. Just keep going with your job here, Joe.
On the project,
All right.
Here we go. And everybody, let me get this now.
Okay, he's going for another bite.
Here we go.
A little bitty bite. That seems to be the first big bite. He seems
now
to be getting a little
really,
more skilled at it.
Really eating the AstroTurf.
There we go. All right.
And he's going to wash it down with some Coca-Cola.
He's washing it down. That was the first real big bite of the AstroTurf.
Now he's...
Oh, dear. The can's over here, pal. The trash can's over here. All right, you're shaking your head.
You look like you're going to chug some more of the...
Oh,
did he just, like, kick up a hairball?
It's
not gonna puke.
It's got a mind of her.
A piece of AstroTurf came out of his throat, and he just put it back in.
There we go.
I'm not gonna puke.
Yeah, so he's focusing on not puking, which sometimes makes you puke.
All right.
You know, drinking the oil.
Run more swig of the virgin oil, olive oil.
That's a questionable judgment.
And as I noticed, the AstroTurf has a bit of a green tint to it because it's all over Trixie right now.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing, Trixie?
I am having a blast.
Love
the boys. That's it.
Love the boys. Love the boys.
And put down there for
one last
bite.
This is the last bite.
He's taking a big bite.
Keep going, Joey. It's your last bite.
Takes a big bite.
Somebody answer that cell phone.
Somebody's got a call.
Maybe that's Trixie's boyfriend.
Now he's washing the last bite down with a big piece of... swig of oil,
big swig of olive oil.
Big swig of olive oil.
Now keep in mind, folks, he is drinking this olive oil directly out of the bottle.
There's if you're gonna spew into this.
All right, that's it. He's completed it. He's completed it.
Bravo.
He in fact did enough for us to be satisfied.
And we got to look at Trixie and her friend Dana.
What is that noise?
It's the microphone stand.
Honey, you're going to ruin your
show. It's the microphone stand.
What do you mean it's the microphone stand?
No, I hear music.
No, there's music. What the hell's going on in here? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, I heard it.
It was a cell phone.
Whose cell phone?
No, that was
your cell phone? How you feeling, Joe?
Joe, let's talk to Joe.
Just step up to the microphone and Trixie, get all oiled off here. And
Joey, how did it feel to eat the AstroTurf and chase it with the virgin olive oil?
I've had worse women.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, this Trixie is...
Oh, my, what a body.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
just beautiful, and had the olive oil all over her boobs.
Yes.
And down there by her place.
Absolutely.
And the AstroTurf is down there by her place, and he was wow. eating the AstroTurf all over her place.
This is your best friend's girlfriend?
Yes.
You know, you got a good best friend.
Hey, why don't you give me the phone? Somebody's got a phone that's making that music.
I hate those phones that play songs.
Yeah.
Shut up, you. Because you know mine does.
You should have seen the look on Tim Sabian's face when your phone went off playing the Batman theme.
Hello?
Hey, guys, you know I work.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, who's this? This is Don from the Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Is that the best friend?
Big Chris?
Is that the best friend?
Oh, dear Lord. Hang that phone up.
Who is Big Chris?
Big homo.
Big homo?
He likes men.
Hold on, you got call waiting.
Oh, go ahead, you can get it.
All right, everybody's calling you now.
Yeah,
hello?
Pride Boys.
Oh, it's still Big Chris.
Get rid of Big Chris.
Big call.
I am pressing talk. Hold on. You have a message. I don't want to listen to the message. Anyway, that was Big Chris calling.
All right, very
everybody,
good.
As you're scoring at home, that was the tag team of Joey and Trixie, and it was a 6x6 piece of AstroTurf.
And olive oil.
And olive oil that was put into a blender.
It's ringing again.
It's only ringing because you're pressing the button.
No, it just started ringing. Pronto. Pronto. Pronto, Morano. Epe stupido. Morano. Dicado.
Marica.
Morano.
Marica.
Efe you.
All right, guys, you got to get out of here. Great job. Thanks to all of you. Now, keep in mind that you, the home listener, you're going to be voting for your favorite act. If we want the rest of the AstroTurf, it's really good.
Hey, thanks so much. You know, it might come in handy. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Thank you. God, if somebody get that phone out of here. Please.
I have a gift for you guys. I have a pack
of paper. Oh, bang, fine.
I'm a bagpipe.
Are you giving second thoughts to that phone that rings with Batman?
Yeah, no, because I'm generally the only one that hears it. I mean, well, what do you got? Can you get on the microphone?
I have a gift for you. It's
what's
a
that?
Pad of paper. It says wardrobe emergency. I'm not dropping hints.
Are you giving a plug?
No, well, I'm giving you guys a pad.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's just, get out of here, Dana.
Dana,
you didn't even take your clothes off.
You didn't take your clothes off. If you want, I'll give you the full plug.
Well, no, that's not the kind of plug.
All right, get out of here.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
No, we're
all set. Thank you.
It's not the kind of plug we were looking for. You're not the kind of girl we were looking for. Okay?
I can write something on that pad.
Jesus. She was... the other girl, the girl that was laying down that was being used as the table.
She was the table, and she had an absolutely killer body. And he downed the AstroTurf with the oil and almost puked twice, but it didn't come up.
Meanwhile, it was that Dana that was constantly getting in the way, like, we can't let her brass show. We can't get this shirt dirty.
Right.
Yeah.
Yuck. Yuck. When we come back, next break, we're going outside.
Huzzah.
We're going outside, and we're going to have Steve. We're going to try to get three guys into our next break. Steve, the guy who's going to tar and feather himself, turn himself into a human eagle.
Right.
Justin is going to allow us to pelt him with eggs.
Very good.
And, Mike, your favorite.
Yes.
Jim, the guy with the Depends diaper full of chocolate pudding on a skateboard.
Huzzah!
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are keeping track of all of these acts. Somebody wins the Buccaneers versus the Eagles tickets, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. It's Hamster Pop and Butterscotch, also known as Don and Mike.
All I can say is that things have certainly changed since back in September when we had to beg for 50 people to come to dinner with us.
We have a lovely little throng out here. How's everybody doing? There we go. We've got enthusiastic fans out here, and it's 6 degrees.
Now, the guy with the here, he's going to be in our next break.
And that's a guy, he's big enough where I think he's going to be able to pull off that stunt.
Do you think, Lisa, we have, in this break, we've got the guy with the tartan feather. Who's
right here.
Where is, now who's doing the tarring and feathering?
Doing the tar and feathering. Both of us are going to get tarred and feathered.
Now, is it tar or is it molasses?
It's dark, heavy caro.
Heavy, dark caro syrup.
Dark caro syrup.
And then you're going to cover him with green feathers.
No, the green feathers didn't work.
The green feathers didn't work.
When we applied the food coloring to the feathers, we found they are waterproof, and the coloring did not.
All right, so, the food coloring didn't seem to work, so what we're going to have is, Caro's, you're going to have feathers and tar.
And feathers green in there, so there will be green applied.
Feathers aren't going to be green, the tar's not going to be tar, it's going to be Caro syrup.
All right, well, you guys get going with that.
Go ahead.
And while you guys are starting that...
Why don't you guys go over behind our little WYSP table and start it over on that side, okay?
Let's say hi to Jim, who is the guy with the pudding in the diaper. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Nice to meet you, sir.
Look
at
you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ashton, Pennsylvania.
And now, not only is he going to be doing the diaper stunt, Mike, but he has the attractive construction worker football helmet hat.
No, I got to tell you something. I was hoping and praying that it would be a guy that looks like this. You are effing perfect for this. This is going to be fantastic.
Thank you very much.
All right, now, you are ready at this moment to strip down to an adult diaper and fill it with chocolate pudding?
Yeah, they said they're going to take me inside and let me put the diaper on.
Go ahead.
All right, get him
in
inside.
There, get
and while we're waiting,
fantastic.
While he's doing that and while the other guys are getting ready to molasses and tar themselves and feather themselves, where is the guy who wants to be pelted with eggs?
The guy is right here. What's his name?
Justin.
Justin, how are you, Justin?
Oh, and he's on rollerblades.
Justin wins the Scariest Guy Out Here award.
Justin, where are you from?
I came here from Gloucester City. I rollerblade all the way here from Gloucester City.
Wow. Justin, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever been institutionalized?
No.
All right, just checking.
Don't you think like he looks kind of like...
You were hit by a car?
I was hit by a car when I was 14.
Okay. Wow. There you go.
Kind of looks like maybe a retarded John Malkovich.
Well, I think the car might have done some damage.
And over here, check out these guys who are in their shorts.
Look at these tattoos, Mike.
Look at these guys. These two.
He has the Eagles tattoo as he's screaming.
We got two guys that are just wearing boxer shorts and nothing else.
That's right.
We've got the guy who's inside putting the diaper on, and we've got the guy who's ready to be pelted by eggs.
I think really if we do everything over in this direction, Don.
All right.
We won't be interfering with the walkway.
We will need you to hold on, Mike. Hold on. We're beginning.
The caro syrup's being applied.
Here's the syrup coming down now. Eagles!
All right, you might want to get some of that.
Oh my God, Nancy!
Get some of that syrup on the front of them too, okay?
Oh, I will.
Now, Mike, it looks like glue. Yeah, you know what, ma'am? Just pour it on. Don't even bother using your hand.
I don't want to sound gay or anything, but look at how hard your nipples are. My God!
And I don't want to be gay, Mike, but look how small his D is.
I was in the pool.
All right, now they're putting the caro syrup on the front.
Oh,
maybe that'll warm you up once they get the feathers on there.
I don't think so. They want it on their tops and on their legs. They want it on their torsos as well as their legs.
And just to punctuate it every now and then, how about those eagles? All
right.
After the feather, they're going to sing the Eagles fight song.
And, sir, now that it's relatively dark out here and you have your sunglasses on, have you bumped into anything since that's happened? You're fine. Oh, look at those. Put them back on. All right, here we go. He's getting more syrup.
All right.
And
Mike, I've just been told that Brian, the drunk Eagles fan, is here. He has something planned.
He does. Are we going to find out what that is?
We'll find that out when that happens.
Very good. This guy is shaking. This is going to be the hypothermic Philadelphia Eagle right here.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. Putting it on the legs right now. And then, of course... We've got tons of feathers ready to go on this
Listen,
guy.
We've still got the other guy who still has to be all molasses up. So why don't we start pelting the guy on the...
All right, where do you want to do this?
Right over here.
Right over here.
Get right against the wall.
Right against the wall over there.
The guy who's on rollerblades.
Let's go over on the other side of this yellow chain here. Got plenty of cord, Rob. Make sure Don's got plenty of cord.
I'm fine, Mike. I'm right here.
All right.
And...
Hey, watch out, buddy. Watch the coat.
We're going to be able to pelt him with eggs.
All right. We're going to go over here.
Now, wait, and what?
If you want to, I'll be like a dozen. I don't care, whatever.
You'll what?
If you want me to, I'll like down like six of them in my mouth.
Now, don't worry, but no, just go stay on the corner.
We'll let you throw an egg at you.
All right, go ahead. Just go over there. You got the eggs?
Yeah, you bet, Mike. I think we got two dozen eggs.
Just get to the corner, sir.
Mike, here's a dozen eggs for you.
All right, somebody want to hold it? Want to hold that for me, sir?
All right.
Robbie. There we go. All right,
here you go.
Now you're done.
Here we go.
Mikey got him right in the face.
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm going for headshots.
Oh, wait, I missed.
I got him right in the nuts.
There we go. All right, here we go.
Keep on playing for the finish.
Oh, God.
All right, hold on. I only have three left. I got to make
it. No time.
Oh!
Yeah, the egg was frozen.
You know what?
Does that hurt? Some of the egg is bouncing back, Robbie. It's a splatter factor.
Oh, yeah, the eggs. It's incredible. The eggs are bouncing off his chest. It's absolutely unprecedented.
Here we go. Mike, this one's at his balls. I got him.
All right, go ahead, Doc. Go ahead.
I'm going to get him in the balls again. And...
Oh, that wasn't good. You load that one. I'm saving my last egg for something
special
here.
Left.
All right, ready?
And tell me where you want it. Where do you want it? In your chest?
All right, here we go. He's pitching.
Oh! Oh, and that is right. A high outside fastball.
I hold in my hand the last egg. There you go. Thank you. Paper towel, please. Oh,
all right.
You go, high five.
He is,
there you go. Thank you.
Absolutely covered with eggs.
Good job, sir. Get a towel or something. Warm up.
And hold on. What's he eating now?
He's eating his shirt. That's good. Okay.
Now he's ripped his shirt.
You
he's
really
eating.
Didn't need to do more, but that's okay.
He's eating his shirt.
The judges will give you a little extra credit for that
he
one.
He is eating his goddamn shirt.
Oh, I got egg in my hand. Oh,
and Mike, here come the feathers.
All right, we're going to dump the feathers on these guys, all right? All right. The feathers are going all over the place here. It's amazing. He doesn't have enough on him. The guy said, that's plenty, though. That's okay. The feathers. All right, guys, you better roll on the ground. Roll on the feathers. Roll on the feathers.
Just get on the ground, guys.
Good job. There you go. All right, now pump your legs up in the air. Okay? All right, now stick your fingers up your nose. All right, there you go. Fantastic. Look at that. Your mom.
Now they
eat
the spice on.
All right,
hold on. But first... Make out.
No.
All right. Eagles. Eagles fight song.
Go.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly. Score a touchdown. 1, 2, 3. Hit him high. Hit him high. Fly, Eagles, fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory, Eagles!
All right, those are...
Good job.
That's a pretty great act. Those are two guys that got covered in syrup, and then we threw feathers on them.
Now, where is Baby Diaper Man?
You know, the outdoor acts have been pretty great thus far. You can't beat that.
We are searching for Baby Diaper Man, who should have his adult diaper on by now, and he's going to put chocolate pudding
please,
in it.
Please, somebody, for posterity, take a picture of these guys. Who
look at these guys. Give them a nice round of applause.
And also, please give a round of applause to the guy who got covered with eggs back there.
Very good.
You know, Mike, I'm no good at sports, but I must have hit him in the nuts like five times.
You did. I just had to give the slam dunk at the end with the one on the forehead. I got one shot. How's your left eye, sir? I know I hit you with a direct shot in the left eye. You're okay?
Fine. He's okay, Mike.
Looks like that eye's a little off anyway.
All right, now where is... Mike, he was hit by a car. Where is the guy... Where is the guy with the skateboard?
You know, if he goes out and gets hit by a car...
Hey, hold on a second. Hey, you guys, come over. I want you to be a friend of ours. Come here. I want you to say hi. Oh, there he goes. It was Tim Sabian just went right
inside
the building.
Come on, Tim. Tim, come on. Tim.
Tim just needs to have his picture taken with these guys.
Absolutely.
So far, these acts have been absolutely incredible.
All right, now where's the diaper guy?
Where's diaper man?
Yet.
Now, while he's in the bathroom, here he comes. Let's give him
right,
a big
round
of applause.
Now he is.
Here he is.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
There this is go. Also a great act. We're going to have to describe it for you since you can't see it.
This is the perfect guy for this.
He is a rather large man.
All right, now Don, he has added something to the pudding. He's going to be putting peanuts in the diaper as well.
Peanuts and some corn?
Oh.
Peanuts and corn. I can smell it from here.
Now, here's what I'd like you to do. This is what I'm going to want you to do. Go ahead and start putting the pudding in your adult diaper. After you get done.
Now he is down to just his adult diaper.
Now, after you put the pudding and the corn and peanuts in your adult diaper,
you're going to skateboard.
I want you to start up by that FedEx truck and skateboard all the way down, making sure you got a lot in the back there, because when you get down to the end, we're going to want you to fall on your ass. All right?
Gently, Mike.
Gently, of course.
I want you to gently fall on your ass.
All right. Anybody want to help this guy?
And, Mike, what he's doing now is he is reaching into the back of his adult diaper.
Absolutely.
And he's putting... Did he just lick his finger?
He licked his finger.
He's putting the pudding down.
Putting the pudding down in the back of the adult diaper.
And there, oh, my God.
There you go.
You know what this is like? This is like watching some bad home movie.
Don, at this time, I like to think of the tourists that maybe we're planning a nice weekend trip to Philadelphia.
Yeah, where's that Japanese couple that we always see standing around with their oh, we arrived at Philadelphia, Liberty Bell.
Maybe just taking a look at that Liberty Bell, then they're taking a nice evening
right,
stroll before dinner.
You have got three... Ah! God, that's gross. He's licking his fingers.
Come on, let me be a dancer.
Oh, no, stop.
You have three containers of brown pudding, chocolate pudding, nuts, and corn in your adult diaper, and now you are actually going to...
I gotta say one thing, though. Yeah. Always funny. 300-pound man doing a running man.
He's dancing now. All right, get your skateboard. Go up to the FedEx truck. Then I want you to skateboard.
All right, and he's going to skate all the way down here to Market Street.
I don't know. All right, we're going to get everybody go down to the street. Just make a little line. Don't stand out in the street. Let them skateboard by.
Well, Robbie,
this is so...
How you doing? Hold on.
Because put a 300 man with a pudding-filled diaper, and there's feathers everywhere.
All right. Now he's taking it all the way. Guys, don't block the street.
Hold on,
don't block the street. Where's he going? Did he go all the way up there already? Is he up by the FedEx truck?
Yeah, yes, he is, Mike.
And now he's going to start the skateboarding. He's going to come down, and then he's going to land.
This is rush hour traffic.
Rush hour traffic getting... Here he comes.
Okay.
All the way down in front of WYSP.
There he is.
With feathers in the air. There we go, and now I think we're going to take the big fall.
And
there we go. Oh,
and
oh, now you're too far. Too far.
All the way to Market Street.
You got
to
come back up here so we can see you land. Make room for him.
You're fascinated with this fall that you want.
Yeah,
to take.
I think. Well, that's what I pictured.
Oh! Did he fall?
Oh. What's that brown stain?
Hold on. Hey.
Oh, my God.
You know what it looks like.
Honey, let's go to the steakhouse for dinner tonight.
You know what it looks like.
Oh, it does.
All right, let's get him up here.
Bring him up here and give him a nice big round of applause.
Get your brown ass up here.
Outstanding. Oh, you did a fantastic job.
How did that feel?
It's kind of squishy.
Now, sir, what we didn't tell you is you're going to have to walk home like that tonight. No.
Let me ask some of the people in the crowd. I see a guy here. Are you a tourist or are you from Philadelphia?
Tourist.
Utah.
From Utah.
What do you think of this? Welcome to Philadelphia.
Of these three acts that you saw, the tar and feathering, the guy who got hit with the eggs, and the guy who made the diaper and came down the street, which one did you like best?
The diaper.
The diaper guy.
A man after my own heart, but I think it's almost a tie between the feather guys and the diaper.
You know the guys,
and let's not forget the guy that we hit with the eggs. He got hit by a car.
But he got hit with a car before we hit him with the eggs, though.
This is true, you know, and maybe to straighten that eye out, he ought to get hit on the other side. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
And these,
I love a
these
crowd,
guys right? that are tarred and feathered. They absolutely are freaking hilarious.
I got to ask you a question.
Are you still?
Are you cold?
No, this is for my birds, and I'll do anything for my birds. I'll sit out here for an hour. I know I walk home with eagle stick.
Way to go. I love that attitude.
Thank you very much.
It's up to our audience. Thank you. We got a break. When we come back, where's Lily? Hey, Lily?
What do we have?
I want the guy outside next, the guy with the megaphone. Now, Dave, let's talk to Dave.
Dave, you're a brave man.
Hey, guys.
Dave, you've been an Eagles fan for how long?
Let's see, 41 years. Wow. Born that way.
And you have a Warren Sapp jersey.
Unfortunately, yes.
Now, what we are going to do, Mike and I will probably be up in the studio for this one.
Well, being that we are physical cowards, we will be hiding in the studio upstairs.
And what we would like is... Oh, is the Drunk Eagles fan here? Oh, hi. How you doing, dude?
Pretty good.
You're the guy.
This is for my mom.
All right, hold on a second. We'll get you in a second.
Your mom, a very proud lady today, I might add.
What we want you to do is... hey, Lane, can we get a we can get a wireless mic across the street there, right?
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
Over by the First Union?
Yeah. Now, if he has to go down to this corner, can he make it?
Can he do it down this way towards the FedEx truck?
Very good.
All right, here's what we're going to do. When we come back from the break, we want you to be away from all of the hundreds of people that are here in front of the building and be alone on the street corner wearing your Warren Sapp jersey with the megaphone screaming out the stuff that we've written for you.
And they're horrible insults for Eagles fans. You know, you're a very brave man to be doing this.
Yeah, I have a last will and testament to leaving to my wife, Kelly, everything I own.
Kelly, he's a brave man.
And Eagles, you'll be glad to know that Tim has vetoed our Merrill Reese saying.
Oh, that's a shame.
So you're not going to be able to scream that you just had sex with Merrill Reese's wife.
I think Merrill Reese is pretty good in the sock.
That was an ad lib, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Hey, that sound you just heard was Tim Sabian's right vein popping out of his forehead.
All right, now, before we break, Drunk Eagles fan, I want you to be set up as well in the next break. Brian, you've called us all year. You've been drunk. You've been in car accidents. What are you going to do to win these tickets today?
Top secret.
Top secret. So we won't know what you're doing until the moment of truth. Can you give us just a little hint?
A lot of skin.
All right. So I'm just guessing a chance he's going to go to jail today.
All right. Then we'll have the guy with the bullhorn, and we'll have Brian the Drunk Eagles fan, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is supposed to be my weekend off. I knew. You got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude, acting all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
The Don and Mike Show. Home of Charlie the Clown Guy, the Don and Mike Show.
I tell you what that is the smell of what would you do for Eagles Buccaneers championship ticket?
It's a lovely smell, isn't it, Don?
God damn, that was a show downstairs.
And we want to thank everybody that's standing out there in absolute hypothermia cold, doing all those fantastic things. It's a great show.
We'll get back on the street in just a second. We did want to take a second out to talk to Joe Buck from Fox.
We call him a big game this weekend.
Yeah, and before we get him on, I want to say that you know, he had the very unenviable position of replacing John Madden. I mean, not literally, but it was Madden and Summerall.
Right.
So it ended up being Joe Buck and Chris Collinsworth and Troy Aikman.
Already one of the best in the business.
And the reason that I like him a lot is that Joe Buck's not afraid to be funny.
Right.
When there's a bad moment in the game, he makes a joke. One time last week when they were having all the officials getting around having one of their conventions, he just said, "That's it, I'm out." I mean, he was out of junk to talk about.
I know, because they were taking so much time during the game.
So, you got him, Lisa?
Here he is, everybody. Be calling your Eagles game this weekend. Here's Joe Buck. Hey, Joe.
How are you?
Joe, you know, obviously we're very familiar with your work from baseball. I'm enjoying the way you guys are calling the games on Fox.
Well, good. Do we have to listen to this music the whole time?
No, there you go. It's gone.
You get a little burned on that, Joe?
That music just makes my skin crawl.
Joe, who knew who knew that you were the you know, the Catskills type that you are? You know, you're famous for your baseball calls.
Right.
But in baseball, you know, and I've watched you do baseball with Tim McCarver and other guys. And in baseball, there's more elongated periods where you can goof around. And I don't think I've heard you goof around as much as you do during the games. And you do it at exactly the appropriate time. And I really enjoy your broadcast.
Different drugs.
Different drugs. Different drugs for different different sports. Is that it, Joe?
That's it.
All right.
How is it working with three guys as opposed to working with two?
It can be a mess. And I think when you go into something like this and you think, well, first of all, we're all new to each other. None of us knew each other prior to the start of the season. And like you said, we had to replace Madden and Summerall. So there was a lot of pressure on us from the start. And then, you know, I didn't know what Aikman was all about, and I knew kind of what Chris was about, but didn't really know him very well. And so there were a lot of different things you had to get squared away, like, A, do we like each other? B, how are we going to work out the dynamics on the air? And when you have three guys, the scary thing to me is it's going to be just wall-to-wall talk. And, you know, people need, like, a snorkel to come up for air and you know, get through all this mess with, you know, one phrase after another being thrown at them. So I think the trick is to try to minimize your words, especially as the play-by-play guy. Just kind of say what happens, get out of the way, interject something if I have something, but otherwise kind of let them do their thing. And, you know, the good thing is you don't have three guys that are fighting for the mic and can't wait to hear themselves talk.
Yeah.
And so when you have that, then I guess it works. But I think it's the recipe for disaster. With the wrong kind of mix.
And, you know, a guy like Troy Aikman, it really almost seems like the chemistry has elevated his game to a different level this year too.
We scare the hell out of him. He kind of looks at me out of the corner of his eye like, what are you all about? And then Chris scares him because Chris will just kind of say whatever he wants about people in the NFL. And I think Troy kind of thinks, well, I'm going to wade my way out of this and just make sure that Chris is the guy on the hook for this. And I think that's the other good thing, that Chris and Troy aren't identical. And they come at it from different perspectives and try to do different things with it. So then again, you know, that's again where I think it works, where if they just kind of saw things the same way and didn't want to, I guess, disagree with each other, then I think it becomes boring and it's kind of a waste to have three guys.
When you call in a game, you've had some great games, you've had some stink games. Would you like, I got the feeling three quarters of the way through the 49ers game when it was apparent that they weren't going to make the comeback like they did against the Giants. That's when it was more cut-up time. That's when it got goofier.
That's Catskills time.
You're not going to have that situation Sunday in Philly, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that we would. But I think the little that I've been in this business, you realize that the ones that you can't wait to go see and go watch and be a part of don't always turn out to be what you think they're going to be. But I think that this is going to be a tight, low-scoring game, and if that's the case, then Joey at the Chuckle Huddle have to wait till next year.
Well, you got to love that this is a great matchup in the championship game. I mean, these guys have developed a rather recent rivalry, and you know, on both sides, there's just electricity. You got to look forward to that, I would imagine.
And there are guys that you know, that are going to show some emotion, and Warren Sapp's always going to be yapping, and you got some Eagles guys that, you know, Brian Dawkins, who just is ready to take somebody's head off. And you know, you've got some dynamic personalities out there on top of it. And the Buccaneers, this has kind of been their nemesis, the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Buccaneers are better than they were the last two times they've lost in the playoffs to them. I think the Buccaneers are better than they were when they lost to them earlier in the season. I would still have to favor Philadelphia, but I think because of the progress that the Bucs have made this year, you know, that's what leads me to believe this is going to be a better game than people might realize.
All right, and last thing here, Joe, we'll let you go because we know you're busy. We appreciate you joining us. When I was watching the game last week, you were reading the promo for the pregame show that's going to be on tomorrow night, and at one point you said, oh, we're going to be in this.
Right.
Thanks for telling us.
Yeah.
How exactly are you guys going to be involved in this primetime show?
I think that we're basically just kind of walking out on stage, and everybody gets to look at Aikman, and then we leave.
That's fantastic. Well, you got to love this being, you know, the last game at the Vet. It's very, very exciting, and I know this town's gone crazy over this, and that adds to any broadcast, too, I would imagine.
Well, the best thing is when you go into a game and you don't feel compelled to talk the entire way because the crowd noise is going to be great. And that's what makes it exciting. So we'll kind of lay out a lot and let the natural sounds come through your TV.
Amen.
Outstanding. Well, Joe, as I said, I really enjoy you, and you know, you're a credit to your dad. And have a great game, and thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks.
All right, see ya.
All right.
Bye-bye. Joe Buck.
It's the first rule of sportscasters. You know, all the great ones, you know, you've seen so many games where they just stop. You know, when something unbelievable happens either in a football or a baseball game and they just don't say anything. That's the way it works.
They just shut the frig up. And he's funny. He really is funny.
One of the reasons why you and I could probably never be play-by-play announcers.
I mean, let's be honest. He ain't funny like you and I. I mean, he's sportscaster funny.
You get the impression, though, his sense of humor that he's just, he's always kind of rolling his eyes. Yeah, all right, whatever.
Let's go back outside now, Mike. We had to come up to talk to Joe Buck from Fox, and I think you unofficially heard him pick the Eagles to beat the Bucks.
Pick the Eagles in a close game.
Let's go outside where both Robe and Lisa are outside. Guys, are you there?
Aloha.
Hi. Well, hello then.
I haven't seen Lisa. I think she actually put her tongue on a light pole and is stuck there.
Well, I want to remind all of our listeners that you're going to be voting on who wins the Buccaneers-Eagles championship tickets.
Flick.
No. Is the guy already at it, Robbie?
He's chomping at the bit, guys. I mean, he said, oh, can I do this?
Sounds like he's got the bullhorn in his hand already, does he, Rob?
All right, and he ran up to me with just great concern, and he said, can I call Donovan McNabb a pussy?
Tell him no ad-libbing.
Okay, now, here's the deal. Tell him to shut up for a second.
Hey, pipe down!
So we can set this up. We got this guy, Dave. Here's what he's doing for the tickets. It's now rush hour, Friday afternoon in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He is right on the corner of Market Street, and what he is doing is he's wearing his Warren Sapp jersey, and we've given him a megaphone.
Oh,
and this guy, I want to point out, this is a guy that also, you know, when he showed up, before he got into his uniform, his other uniform didn't even have the Eagles parka on today.
Yeah.
He's got all the Eagles stuff.
And he's got, like, the old day Eagles parka,
right,
before they changed the uniforms. All right, Robbie, tell him to go ahead and let's just listen and enjoy.
All right, Tard, go ahead.
Eagles fans, eat my bread and piss your bones. Come on, Eagles fans, where you at? Eagles suck. Eagles smell worse than Andy Reid's underpants. You understand? Your stadium blows. Get out of here, Eagles fans. You suck.
Now he's turning away.
That's wrong. Eagles suck.
What's happening?
Kick my ass. Go on, I dare you. Come on. Come on!
Oh, a guy just punched him.
Oh, did a guy punch him?
Another guy threw a snowball at him.
That's right. Eagle fans, man, I love that Warren Sapp. He's good, handsome, smart.
Some angry old guy. Some angry old guy is just pelting him with snowballs. Like 50.
Hey, Eagles fans, step on the snow like Kevin Bay farts. Hey, Eagles, snow that out of your life.
Robbie's doing it with a great deal of enthusiasm.
He is, and looks great.
This is your time to watch the Super Bowl on TV.
As when people walk by, the bullhorn follows the people.
They're out there. It's the worst town. They're a bunch of pussies.
Oh, he's ad-libbing.
Yeah, he's going off script.
I told him he could. That is just the old man back with more snowballs.
He's giving it his all.
Brotherly love. Yeah, it's a bunch of fags. That's what brotherly love
is.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Now he's getting the crowd unruly, isn't he, Rob?
Yeah, the crowd didn't like that, folks.
His ad libs.
Fight song. All right, everybody, let's go. Cry, Eagles, cry. Shattered Super Bowl dream.
Oh, my God.
Die, Eagles, die.
The amazing thing. You're listening to an Eagles fan.
Yeah. He's really a fan.
Doing this for tickets. He made up a song.
Wow. He's sort of dancing, too, as he does it.
I'd like to point out he's wearing a Buccaneers jersey in downtown Philadelphia.
I will tell you, fortunately, he is a larger guy, you know? He's the kind of guy you probably wouldn't want to pick a fight with.
The only one picking a fight with me are the women out here. The men are a bunch of sissies.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Someone is going to slug him
right now.
Look at that.
We're waiting on more
predictions.
He's doing a good job.
I wish you could hear his voice echoing around Liberty Plaza.
Oh, yeah, nice hat. What you buying today, you front runner? You're a loser. You're a loser. Eagles are going.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
I hope my son's not listening to this. Here's an Eagle fan. Is that an Eagle?
Oh, man. Penn State.
One-on-one confrontation.
Don and Mike rule!
Hold it. Hey, lose that. None of that.
What happened, Rob?
He just said Eagles suck, Don and Mike rule. We don't want any part of that.
No. We can't be associated with this guy. Even though we're the ones that are sponsoring the contest that he's participating in.
Yo, good news. Yo, did you hear about the Eagles? They sold out. They're selling out their fans. They not even gave them tickets online in about 2 minutes.
Seems to be editorializing now some of his own personal issues.
Mm-hmm. I want my Eagles tickets.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Tell him to sing again. I like that song.
Sing. You like that song?
Hey.
Let's try to
target. Hey.
My Eagles come. Yeah. With shattered Super Bowl dreams. My Eagles die. You're at the
oh my goodness.
On the way to loser. What a bunch of losers.
All right, he's done enough. He's done enough.
Give him a round of applause, everybody.
He's done enough.
Wow. Let's hear it for him.
Now, Robbie, bring him over and ask him how he really feels about the Eagles.
Yeah. Seems to be still pretty wound up, Don.
He's in his zone. Lane is going to go get him. Oh, here he comes.
Now I'll ask you how he really feels.
He did a fantastic job.
Yeah. And one guy slugged him, right?
I think one guy hit him, and then an old man was pelting him with snowballs.
Hey, guys.
Hey, wow.
Oh, we're giving you a round of applause.
You did some everybody coast to coast from Seattle. Or am I allowed to mention Sacramento?
Yeah.
Okay. No?
Yeah.
Sacramento?
Yeah. Sure, go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. Everyone's afraid of Eagles fans in Philadelphia. Let me tell you what. If they told me to, I'd get down to Vet with my Sap jersey to pick up my tickets. I don't care. Wow. We're a bunch of losers.
Were you looking for more conflict than you got?
No, I actually got a lot. I tell you what, the women hit hard. Santa Claus, it's no myth. I got pelted with snowballs.
All right, Dave.
Snow out of my ears.
Dave, put your Eagle stuff back on. That is Dave. If you're scoring at home,
good job, Dave.
Can I plug Chestnut Hill Sports? They gave me my stuff.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Chestnut Hill Sporting goes 8628 Germantown Avenue. Go down and see them. I told them I'd plug them in. Modell's in Montgomeryville.
That's a good plug.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Now, we also have the drunk Eagles fan, if you want me to describe his outfit.
Yeah, please do, Robbie.
This is, I don't know exactly how I can go about doing this, but he is shirtless. He is tattooed. He has secured a front and back towel. It's a green towel, and it says the Whirly Bird on it. I'm guessing it was one of those towels that you spin over your head at the stadium. And under the towel is a foam rubber number one Philadelphia Eagles big, you know, hand, but
right.
In such a way that it doesn't look like a finger.
It looks more like a male appendage.
Exactly.
It looks like his D.
And he's got a big inflatable Philadelphia Eagles helmet and some sort of mask. What mask is that? Just an Eagles mask, I guess.
What's he going to do?
I don't know. What are you going to do?
Brian, the drunk Eagles fan.
I'm going to ride my clown bike into those newspaper stands.
A little jackass.
All right, he's going to ride his clown bike into a newspaper stand.
It's made to be about 18 inches tall and about a foot long.
The metal boxes.
Yeah, and
these are little metal boxes where you put the quarter in, you get your newspaper.
And 4-inch tires on this clown bike.
Very good. Now, will we be able to hear the impact, right?
We have a wireless mic over at the newsstand right now.
Very good. You can cue him whenever he's ready.
All right, are you ready, drunk Eagles fan? Okay, he hopes D doesn't get in the way. Very clever. Mm.
His D doesn't get in the way.
Okay, he's actually sort of fastening the foam rubber appendage to the side.
You called it, Don, a la Jackass.
And, here we go. When you're ready, sir.
Go ahead, drunk Eagles guy.
Tell us when he starts, Rob.
Okay, he's taking the helmet off, and he is not begun yet. Hold on. He's tricking us. He's waiting. There's feathers in the air. He is standing by. When you're ready, and one, two, three. He is going. Okay, he has stopped. He is going. He has gone down the steps. He is headed towards the newspaper boxes.
And?
Wow.
Christ.
You know, he actually hit and took to the air and landed on the newspaper box.
Yeah.
Wow.
Excellent. It was wonderful.
Wow.
Come here. Oh, hold it. He's going to do something else?
More?
Yes. What are you going to do? It's unannounced. He is on the street.
Oh, dear.
He is on the street.
Yes, you're right, Buzz. Who knows?
He's preparing for something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's got the bicycle again.
Is he going to go into the stands again? I'd love to hear that again.
I don't know. Oh, he's headed to the mailbox.
Mailbox, okay. Let's say, will we be able to hear that impact, Rob?
This is a federal crime.
Will we be able to hear that impact?
I believe so. Are we going to be able to carry over to there? Okay, the clipboard is actually blowing. When you're ready, Drunk Eagles fan.
I'm going to run into the mailbox.
Probably about a 40-yard approach into
The sound of the impact.
Two mailboxes.
Are we ready?
Yeah, he has just crossed himself, so he's a man of God. When you're ready, he's off. He's pedaling. He's going.
Great sign.
Have you ever wondered what it sounds like when a grown man rides a bicycle into a mailbox? All right,
you know, this contest is going to be impossible to pick a winner.
I know.
Do you have any questions for the newly injured Drunk Eagles fan?
No.
Yeah, we are satisfied, Rob.
Right,
we are.
Hey, your excuse.
Come back inside, Rob.
Do I have to?
Yeah. You know, looking at who we've had thus far.
I mean, it's really a horse race.
And I hope you listened to the whole show today. We started off with topless Diane and her chihuahuas.
Right.
But then we had Moose drinking the gallon of green milk and lots of vomit. Joe, who ate AstroTurf that was put in a blender, chugged virgin olive oil and ate it off a naked girl.
Trixie, Don.
Then there was Justin. He stood down on the corner of the building and we threw two dozen eggs at him.
Yes.
Jim, the guy who wore an adult diaper. Keep in mind, current temperature in downtown Philadelphia, 19.
Wow. Inside the diaper, he put chocolate pudding, corn, and peanuts, and then skateboarded down from the FedEx truck all the way down to the front of the building where he fell.
And then you have the guys, Steve and Chris, guys that literally tarred and feathered themselves.
Covered themselves with Karo syrup, threw the feathers on themselves. They were also down to their underwear. They were also hypothermic.
At one point, rolling around on the cold cement to get all of the feathers on them. Then you just heard Dave with the crazy megaphone wearing the Tampa Bay jersey and the Tampa Bay hat.
And then the crazy Drunk Eagles fan who rode a clown bike into a row of newspaper boxes and then rolled into a... a mailbox at 40 yards, impact heard on both counts.
Now, right there, you'd have to say, Don and Mike, me the radio consumer?
Yes.
Man, that's a show.
Right.
Let me tell you, still to come.
No.
Rob, who's going to eat a cheesesteak, vomit it up, and then eat his vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, who's going to eat everything that he could find in the grocery store that was green and put it in a blender and drink it.
Drink it down.
Mike is going to have his D pierced.
Yeah, three times?
Yes. And Dana and Devin are going to wash each other, shave each other, and then wash off again.
And that's how we're going to wrap things up.
And then it's up to you, because we're going to take 100 calls, and we're going to get a winner out of the 100 calls.
That's right.
Whoever gets the most votes wins the ticket.
That's how it works.
To the Eagles versus the Buccaneers. Second prize and third prize each get a vacation for two to Iceland from IcelandAir.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back live from Philly
this
today.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
New in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama!
The Don and Mike Show. Where you can always count on some ass play. The Don and Mike Show.
So that's what it feels like.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Just have a bunch of executives come in and just kiss your ass.
It's a good feeling to get a little support.
That's what it feels like.
Pretty terrific.
Wow.
better like break out in some kind of rash on my ass or something.
Do you feel like you're allergic to it?
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no.
No. Oh no.
No. No. No.
But
sure is unusual, though, isn't it?
I mean, normally when a group of Infinity executives converge at the studio, it's to tell us either that we've broken a rule or that we've been sued or that we've been fired or something. And this time it was just...
to tell us the show is like cancer.
Really, that's what one of them said.
It's you get it, and it doesn't go away.
It feels so foreign.
It's very nice.
It's a good feeling.
It was nice. It was nice.
I like that. You know, I really, maybe I'm speaking out of school here. I felt like it might have even been genuine.
There's one person missing from that big ass kissing, though. You know, he hates to admit it, but goddamn it, this show is popular in Philadelphia.
It is, and it's popular in this building.
Yeah.
You should have seen him run.
Oh, my God. Tim
Sabian was downstairs where those guys are being tarred and feathered.
You know, with that blood pressure, he shouldn't run at all.
And I spotted him, and I said, hey, Tim, all I wanted him to do was shake hands with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim obviously was thinking that something worse was planned for him.
All you wanted him to do was to shake hands, cover himself with carob syrup, and put feathers on. And then our dreams would come true.
And he was gone. So thanks to all you executive types that that came in here. Who is the guy, though? He's like the man boy. Who is the little one?
That's Peter.
Peter. Mike, I know who it is. I was just kidding.
I know you know who it is. I was just answering it.
He's so tiny. He's like...
he flies his Stuart little plane, too. Do you know that's the kind of... he's a pilot. And he flies the same kind of plane. And actually, the last time I was in Philadelphia, he buzzed the building the last time we were in Philadelphia. And inside was a chickadee, a little bird.
And God, today when Rob and I went down for a little walk before the show, Jesus, we almost killed him. I almost stepped on him.
Oh, dear.
The last minute, Rob pushed me away.
This is true.
So watch out. You almost stepped on Peter Kleiner.
Watch out.
Watch it.
I said, wow, sorry about that.
Hey,
let's bring in... two more contestants now. What would you do for Eagles versus Bucks tickets?
Very good.
We
need a bucket, too.
This is going to be Rob's going to eat the cheesesteak and attempt to vomit it back and eat up his vomit.
Mm.
Steve will be eating a variety of items from the grocery store that are colored green.
I had just gotten over the headache.
Just like the Eagles colors, and he's going to put them all in a blender and drink them up.
Rob, can we move the tape cartridges out of the way? I think they're going to be covered in goo pretty
soon.
And
still to come, Mike's going to have his genitals pierced. The main part of his genitals. And Dana and Devin.
Now, that's an interesting statement. What is the main part in your book?
Yeah.
Primary.
Which would be the primary? Would the primary or
the rod?
The twig, not the berries.
The joystick, I would say.
See, some might say the main part is where the fuel comes from.
Yes, but if the fuel has nowhere to go...
you're absolutely right.
It's useless.
Absolutely.
It's like driving a car that has no exhaust pipe.
It wouldn't be if you just had those. If you just had those, you would have nothing.
Yes.
You know?
You just
have a couple of orbs. You'd be a Christmas tree.
You'd be walking around with just big sacks and no way to relieve the pressure.
Wow. Where perhaps if you didn't have the two, you could still... maybe. I think guys have succeeded with
only one?
Maybe with none.
Mm-hmm. Or
three.
Well, I don't know if you
can. Can you still make stuff with one?
Can you make
with none?
No, you can make stuff with number. You can make number three if you have only one.
Mm-hmm. I think you can make number three if you have none.
I disagree.
No.
I disagree.
You just can't make babies.
Right.
No, I don't think you can make number three at all.
You know something? I'm not a medical doctor, and I don't know.
Yes, Lisa, bring in the next contestant, please.
I'm just padding to delay the inevitable disgusting
contestants.
Hi, right over here, fellas.
They are, let's see, one of these guys is Rob, and the other one is Steve.
Step up to the microphone. Come on, boys.
So let's see who's who. Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Hold on, let me turn on all the mics. Which one are you?
Oh, I'm the cheesesteak guy. I'm going to eat his cheesesteak and regurgitate it.
All right, you're Rob?
Yes.
Is that a hickey on your neck, Rob?
Oh, I got several of them.
Hey, your girlfriend give you hickeys?
Well,
a lot of hickeys went out like in the 80s or something like that.
Yeah, occasionally.
Not for him.
He's got the face paint. He's got the
I'm ready to go, you know.
All right, go ahead. You start eating.
I'm going to eat this cheesesteak right now.
And while you start eating, let's meet Rob. I'm sorry,
go ahead,
Steve. Steve, hi there.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks. Steve, where are you from?
I'm from right here in Philly.
All right, and you went to the grocery store to find all things green. What did you come up with?
Two grocery stores.
Two stores. What did you come up with? 7-Eleven,
Wawa, and I stole stuff from work.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Adventure.
So he didn't even really go to a real grocery store. He went to Wawa and the 7-Eleven.
No, two grocery stores plus Wawa.
Okay,
oh. One 7-Eleven.
Would you like to, as our friend here eats his cheesesteak, would you like to go through what you have for us?
Well.
We have pickles.
Yeah.
Let me start with a little bit.
They're green. Oh, there's some Diet Vanilla Coke. Thank you.
You know,
actually, the way Don drinks that stuff, he'll finish that on the train on the way home.
Only in Philly have we found them like this, Rob. Where there's, I don't know how to describe this. It's a 12-pack of Diet Vanilla Coke.
But instead of being 3x4, it's 2x6.
Yeah. Wow.
So it fits in your refrigerator.
Wow.
That is fascinating.
The smart city.
Nice shirt. That's incredible.
Isn't it?
You're not.
Hey, Mike, I get jokes, okay? I get jokes. How is the cheesesteak going down?
Right.
Going down great.
He's enjoying it. You know, that's the good thing about this. This you know, you've got, show Don your container that you plan on regurgitating into. A 64-ounce chiller.
Hey, I got one of those from 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
right. All right. Steve, what did you get at the grocery store? Pickles?
Pickles, veritable vegetables. I got celery, cucumbers, three kinds of pepper.
Yeah.
I got apples, limes, mint, basil, chives, guacamole, relish, green ketchup, green jello mix, Mountain Dew, apple juice. Yeah, I got some sort of Italian ice, lime pops. I got mint chocolate chip ice cream. Gushers.
He did get all green.
All mixed up in a bucket. You can drink.
All right.
Exactly.
Start loading it up into the blender.
And make sure that you put in, you know, just a, you know, a little bit of everything in there so that you can have the perfect concoction.
Yeah, we got to leave room, so just a touch.
Yeah, just a touch of everything because you don't want to jam too much in there.
I'm going to eat pickles.
Right.
There you go. There's a little bit. Now he's cutting off some of the...
That's a banana pepper, I think.
There's a pepper.
And while you're doing that, Rob, let me ask you, what is on your cheesesteak? I see there's some tomato sauce. Is it a pizza cheesesteak?
It's a pizza steak.
A pizza steak. Yeah. Let's make sure we... the Charlie Broyhill favorite up here in Philadelphia.
Are you going to... Are you gonna throw up naturally?
Oh well, I'm gonna use my finger to gag myself.
Okay.
I don't think you could probably, you know, if you just ate a cheesesteak fast, it probably wouldn't come up on its own unless you know, had some
and
sort
of. I've been waiting
issue.
Since 3 o'clock, so cucumber. This cheesesteak is mighty cold.
Okay.
What, Robin?
Cucumber.
All right,
so cucumber going into the blender here.
Gelatin.
Jello, there green jello, and there's some celery going in.
It's a lovely green mixture. It was really, and that's going to be really, really green.
It is.
Now some Mountain Dew. Now, Rob, don't overdo it with the Mountain Dew.
Well, you got to have enough liquid for base. We'll hold off to the side.
Yeah, just a splash of Mountain Dew, Robbie.
Just a splash. Everything going in there.
Here comes the lime.
I just want to let you guys know, God. I love your radio show, man.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Rob.
You.
Appreciate it.
A bottle of Midori, which is a melon liqueur.
Oh, that's going to be, that's lovely.
Oh, God, this is nice.
That'll go quite nicely with the pickle juice.
Okay.
Rob, always generous with the alcohol.
I'm friendly pour.
What is that, like a gummy thing? Fruit gushers?
Very good.
My mother is listening. Can I mention?
Yeah, go ahead.
Festivals are washed.
Oh, they're washed. Okay,
right,
very good. Mom a little concerned about your stunt?
My mother is very concerned about everything, Mike.
Relish.
All right, there's relish.
A little pickle juice.
At least he's putting some pickle juice in.
Oh, I can smell that over here.
Mm. A lot of garlic.
Mm, pickles.
Super garlicky. At least eating a pickle. Anything we should know?
And you know what's important?
What do you mean?
Fresh breath.
Yeah.
And
a little
strain.
Okay, Rob, that's good.
Mm.
Oh. And what is that you just put in, Steve?
Used to be a popsicle.
Like an Italian ice. All right, are you done?
No,
is that everything?
No.
No, not yet.
No.
Do you have any green olives?
And meanwhile, Rob is still eating the cheesesteak.
He's finished the cheesesteak, Don.
The green ketchup?
Oh, Heinz's green ketchup.
Yeah,
I know. It's kooky.
Now, do you want to wash that down with anything to get a little liquid
it
in your stomach?
Right.
You want to take a hit of the Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
I've had it, Rob. It tastes exactly like regular ketchup.
All right.
All right, and now,
Rob, do you want to?
Yeah, go
ahead. Do you want Rob to vomit into the chiller?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to take a little step back. Here we go.
Well, get this mic over here.
All right, now,
why don't you step over by the trash can just in case there's splatter?
Right. What Rob is going to do is he's going to bring back up the cheesesteak he just ate,
and then he's going to have a little bit of it.
Not listening. I'm not listening.
This is like Karen Carpenter on a bad day, man.
There it is.
Okay.
All right, you got any in there?
A little bit. All right.
All right, that's fine.
Eat it back in, eat it back up now.
I'm going to try and get a little bit more on
Oh,
there.
Good for you, son.
If you listen,
you're a trooper.
I got to take a break real quick. Let me just try and...
Take a break, son.
All right, we put in some guacamole and some chocolate chip.
Are we ready? Hold on.
Hey, we got two things going on here.
Rob, are you done? Rob, are you...
No.
No, he's... He's still puking.
But I need to contain myself here.
You need to what? You okay?
Robert, you okay?
You got anything in there?
I'm fine. Yeah.
How many, as far as like tablespoons, how many you got in there?
Probably about 3 or 4.
3 or 4 tablespoons. Go
Come
ahead.
On back. Come on back to the microphone now, and in front of America, drink what you've just let go.
All right. How you feeling? You all right? Okay.
He is woozy.
You want to sit down?
Wobbly.
Not on my chair.
I'm already sitting down.
Are you ready? Oh, I can smell that. Already. God almighty. I mean, all right, get that done with. All right, drink it up. Drink it up, son. Yep.
And now it all comes out.
Wow, that's a long trip.
Still happening. It's still happening.
Oh, my God.
Can't stop. Oh, God. Damn it. God damn it.
People really want to go to this game, man.
I got to hold a breather on this one.
Man, people really want to go to this game.
They do, Don. All right, Robert.
Oh. Nicely done.
Is he done? Yeah. I'm going to drink the rest of it.
No,
you're done.
No.
You're done.
He's still drinking.
You're done. You can be excused.
He's still drinking.
You can be excused now. Okay. You can be excused now.
You won't stop.
Robert. Robert.
You cannot
imagine. Leave the studio now, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great job.
Cannot imagine.
Robert.
Gross.
Go.
It was great meeting you.
Thank
guys,
you. Nice meeting you. No handshakes necessary. Robert,
right, here's the door, buddy.
Thanks,
all right.
Robert, thank you.
That is the grossest.
Thank you.
That is the grossest. He was, it was just coming out
orange.
Taffy-like.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Steve, who has all of his items.
Should we hit the smoothie?
Let's do it, Robbie.
Go ahead.
All right, different. Oh, look at that. That's lovely, isn't it?
While you were watching that, you missed out on the olives, the relish, the ketchup, the ice cream. I believe there was some more Midori in there. Really looking nice.
Hey, now, why don't you share with Don the glass you brought? Look at that.
Oh, nice Batman glass. Hey, Robbie. That looks about fine to me.
You want
to
leave some chunk.
Man, I tell you, that's the first time I've ever, during a stunt, walked to the back of the studio with my headphones off.
All right, Steve, pour yourself a nice big glass.
Oh. That's what I did, incidentally.
Oh, that's got a bad smell.
All right, are you going to drink that down and, are you going to chug a lug?
Hopefully.
All right. And here we go. How's it taste?
Oh, it's there.
Oh, he's making a face. This is, if I remember, pickles.
Oh, let me take a whiff.
It's nasty.
Olive, celery, mouthwash,
Listerine, Midori.
Ketchup. Don, I think I know what the real problem item is in there. Pickle juice. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, keep going.
Both dill and sweet.
And he's doing a yeoman's job. I mean, this is like... This, it looks like the stuff, you know, when you see the ads of those ladies that go to the spa, right, and they have the green stuff on their face and cucumbers on their eyes.
Yeah, it is the texture of concrete.
That's what this looks like.
You know, though, I'm telling you, everything in there, pretty darn good for you.
It's like a two-day-old salad bar.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow. You're going to have a two-day-old salad bar in your pants when this is done. I got news for you.
There's a TikTok.
Mom's going to say, please, can someone else use the bathroom now?
All right, take one more swig of that, baby. Take one more swig. Oh, and there.
Wow.
He's drinking it down.
All the way done.
Wow.
And he kept it down.
He did. Bravo.
He kept it down.
Thank you.
Fine job.
Thank you.
And you know, you got plenty left in the blender. Why don't you share that with people out in the hallway? It is happy hour.
Everybody now, as you remember, you're being counted on to vote for your favorite. Great. That microphone sounds great, Rob. Those two contestants were Rob with the cheesesteak and Steve with the green item concoction.
And I'm just still picturing Rob with that string hanging from his chin.
Now, what we're Andy Reid has ever seen anything like this?
Every day.
I think that's what Andy Reid's underpants look like.
Yeah, nice big green concoction.
When we come back, hey, Charlie, what we're going to have to do is, in order to have time for people to vote, get the last two segments going at the same time. So our last two contestants, a guy named Mike, who's going to have his D pierced.
It looks like a scene from Caligula.
And yeah. Dana and Devin, who are going to wash each other, shave each other, you know where, and then wash each other again.
What a shame they all have to do it at the same time.
And then it'll be up to you, our faithful listeners.
Any eroticism has just been eliminated.
To pick your favorites. Thus far, we've had Diane, the peanut butter, and the chihuahuas. Moose, who drank the gallon of green milk and just some of the best vomiting we've ever had. Joe, who ate AstroTurf and chased it with virgin olive oil. Justin outside let us pelt him with two dozen eggs. Jim is the man in 20-degree weather who stripped down to an adult diaper, put pudding, corn, and peanuts in the diaper, then came down the street on a skateboard and fell down. Then you had Dave, the guy who wore the Tampa Bay jersey with the megaphone, who was yelling insults at people as they drove by.
Right.
You had Brian, the drunk Eagles fan, who ran his clown bicycle into newspaper boxes and two mailboxes.
Clown bicycle.
Clown.
Rob, who just ate a cheesesteak, threw it up, and then drank what came out. Oh. And refused to stop, and Steve, who just had all that stuff, all the green stuff.
Thank you, Steve.
How are you going to pick a winner here?
Oh, I don't know.
How are you going to pick a friggin' winner here?
Looks like somebody picked a winner in that blender.
We got two more acts for you, and then it's up to you guys to vote. We'll take 100 calls and see what happens. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello? I can't hear you. All I can hear is Milton. Who would I hang up and try again, see if we can get a good sound so I can hear you?
The Don and Mike Show. When you hear the dull creak of the casket, you know it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Ain't my fault they got Veruca Salt hanging around here. I wouldn't play it if you didn't have it in the studio, Tim.
You've been having a good time on the wall.
Yeah.
The wall of music here at WYSP in Philadelphia.
I believe the stuff I'm playing is the stuff they haven't played like for 10 years.
Right.
I'm sure that's going over really well. I'm sure there's some nitro tablets being popped right now.
We have two more contestants to go.
Tick, 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 tick.
Mike, who is going to have his deep here. And
total surgical environment that we have here.
Dana and Devin. You know, they came in, they put the piercer's tray of stuff on the garbage can.
And now he's got the tray, Don, and seems to be putting on surgical gloves. Now you're the piercer. What's your name? Step right up to the microphone.
I hear about it. Sorry, I'm having a moment here. I haven't heard this song for about 5 years. Anyway,
what's your name, sir?
Pinhead.
And Mike, you're the guy that's going to be pierced.
No.
I'm Snowball. Yeah. Apprentice.
You're Snowball the Apprentice. Let me ask you a question. We were discussing this during the break. Do you ever get a bleeder?
Yeah, that's something. We do get some.
Who's the guy who's going to have it done?
Here I am.
Bring him in.
Here he is.
Hi.
For God's sake. Hi there.
All right, so you have three guys in here. All right.
This guy.
All right.
Oh, dear. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
And you're going to have your D pierced in three separate places.
Correct. No nerves.
Now, let me ask you, will this be involving the helmet area? No, it will not. This will be
Lisa seems to be very excited about this procedure.
One of my favorite movies is Shaq.
Correct. Okay.
Don't you talk about Shaq.
So the three piercings will be on the tree trunk in like very close proximity to one another. Is that right, Pinhead?
Yes, they're in a straight line.
In a straight line.
They're like one goes kind top, of a, middle, bottom.
And how long does the whole procedure take?
It takes anywhere from like a couple seconds just for each one.
Okay.
Right. Well, then let's get on with it.
We can do this first and then...
Yeah, I think we can do this and then have the girls come in for the grand finale.
Thank you, Don.
Will there be screaming?
Will there be screaming? What is the level of pain? Please don't touch me, Lisa. What is the level of pain here? I'm getting all just hooked out by this already. Pinhead, how much pain does this gentleman expect to experience here?
He can get a very... As amount of the piercings he's going through three, so it can change from the first one to the last one.
Mike, what do you think? He's going to have his D.I., you know what, pierced. Ouch.
And you know what?
Mine feels no pain.
The equipment looks like it's right out of MASH, which is kind of scary.
Well, just remember, we're talking about a guy that has a nickname from Hellraiser.
That's true.
You know, and he
it's
likes
Edward
that.
Edward Scissorhands over there.
And you seem to have a lot of tattoos all over you, Pinhead. So you run the parlor?
No, I run the piercing department.
You run the piercing department.
Vice president.
Piercing department, floor three. Piercing, floor three.
Did you check out the piercing he has in his ear? The hole in his ear is like an inch thick.
Gigantic.
It's fantastic that you did that. That looks like it's probably painful in and of itself.
It's over a steady amount of years, so it's not like it goes right off the bat.
Now, is your twig also pierced, Pinhead?
Yes, it is.
Very good. How about Snowball?
No.
No Snowball? Do you have any piercings at all, Snowball?
AJ, Mr. Pinhead. AJ, Mr. Pinhead.
Mr. Pinhead, we need a piercing on aisle three.
AJ, Mr. Pinhead.
He wants three separate piercings in his tree trunk.
All right, sir.
What
Mike?
Kind of blood can we expect on this?
If he's a bleeder, he's a bleeder.
Oh, my God.
If he's not, he's not. It all depends on how
remember what they say at Eyewitness News. If it bleeds, it leaves. And ABC, always be closing. It has nothing to do with anything. Sorry.
No, he's always been going to.
It's
for those guys in the back of the room.
I know.
That's true. It's great when sales guys come
in. You know, all day we've been doing the show, and no one comes in here. Now when the naked girls are going to be shaving themselves, we've got every sales guy in the building in the back of the room.
Peter Kleiner and the rest of the Lovin' Spoonful have come in here to check out the little scene that we have in here. They're not here for this piercing.
Oh, I don't know.
But they're sure as hell going to stand up when we have the next show.
The Up With People guys are all huddled in the back.
Right, you want him to what? Lay down?
He's going
to
lay on the AstroTurf.
It's going to be a lay down process.
It's a lay down because if he doesn't lay down, I would assume that the it's an issue of blood flow.
You know now we're working against the clock.
Let's go, guys. Come on.
Now we got to fly.
And you know what? That's a good idea too because when you have this done, you want to rush it.
Mike, I'm sorry,
Don. I understand you got a clock to think about, especially after our meeting today. Right?
Yes. I told him we'd get the commercials in on time.
Right. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Rob just hit the guy in the head with the microphone.
Another great vote of confidence for this mic stand. It doesn't hold the mic all that
right,
tight.
Now, I can't see what's happening
over
there.
Donnie's laying down on the bar mat AstroTurf, which is a sanitary environment. Yeah. Now, is there any local anesthesia that's used, Pinhead?
What's that?
Do you use any local anesthesia?
No.
Oh, there are his twig and berries. Jesus.
He's not shy.
Wait, Don, what he's doing now is he's stretching out the twig.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Right. What's your first name again? I've just forgotten everything on the show. Mike, are you prepared for this?
Yep, anything for the Eagles ticket.
Pinhead, you tell us when you're going to get ready to go.
I don't know, just have to make a couple marks and then...
Uh-huh. He's going to make a couple of marks like a real surgeon. He's actually marking the...
The mark of Z for Zorro.
There we are. They mark you with the marker so that they know to do...
Calm down, Turbo. All right.
Hey, you don't want to miss.
Lisa, very excited.
We're in our wheelhouse now.
This is Lisa's favorite part of the show. Lisa, tell the truth. This is your favorite part of the show right now, is it not?
Get to see you guys, D.
Mm-hmm. Now, Don, what he's done is, and I'm looking at this.
What did he say? What? The guy on the floor?
Is that come from Mike? Going to get a little mad?
And the new boyfriend going to get a little mad? They've been an item for a long time. So.
Now, he is pinching. Oh,
God!
He's pinching the skin with clamps, getting ready to put the pin in.
Oh, my God.
And, now, Pinhead, just tell us when you're going to put the first pin through. All right, his hands are shaking.
That's great.
All right, he's putting the first pin through.
So are mine.
Now. He put it through. Any blood?
Ooh.
No blood.
I'm assuming that big...
That was it.
We heard that was
Don,
the sound.
That was the first pin going through, and the pin is through now.
Okay.
All right. Anything for the Eagles tickets. Go Birds.
Mike, how did that feel?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Uh-huh.
Remember, it's not up to us. It's up to our listeners.
You know, Pinhead is shaking.
If you think Mike deserves to go to the game because he's having his D pierced.
All right, now you're putting what? The stud in there now?
Bar's already in. First bar's in.
The first bar's in. The second bar is going in. We've only done the first piercing.
Pull up a chair, Peter.
Come on. Second bar. You know the verses.
All right. Now he's clamping the second area.
Oh, God.
I would assume as you get towards the... top of the tree, it becomes a little more painful, right? That would follow.
As you approach the leaves,
I would think no matter where you are on that baby, it would be painful.
Yeah.
I kind of think I know what the most painful part would be.
Okay, number two, one,
and
how was that, Mike?
A little bit rougher.
A little rougher. Yeah. It means the third one's probably going to be the most painful. Any blood?
Not yet.
Not yet. He's not a bleeder, thank God.
Not a bleeder.
Hey, Peter, get on the mic for a minute.
Come here, Peter. Come here. What do you think?
Just for a second. Now, here is Peter from the sales desk.
Oh, that's worse than my kid's breasts.
All right, he's got the third stud through.
Should have seen him look and run away.
Are you ready for the amazing part?
What?
There does not appear to be any blood.
Wow.
Whatsoever.
Thank goodness.
Is that a pinhead? Is this a good one so far? A good piercing so far?
So far,
but...
We have the last stud to go in.
One bar to go.
Snowball, you're not even looking at this procedure. What do you think, Snowball? You're supposed to be the apprentice.
I can sleep on.
Are you uncomfortable with the man's twig?
No.
All right?
I think Snowball does post up.
Okay. And here we go with number
three. What's that, a back rub?
Number three.
And a kiss.
All right, is the third one going in?
Third one.
We're getting ready for the third one. This might be the most painful. And
closest to the top, right?
One,
two,
and
there it goes. Any blood?
Oh, my gosh.
No blood.
No blood. No blood.
Nice blood. Incredible.
Three piercings.
Get the gurney in here. Get him out of here.
No blood. All right, bring the girls in.
Don't want to see this. Actually, a little blood on the third one.
A little blood on the third one, yeah.
Not surprised.
Got a little blood on the third one.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mike, who, as you heard, just had... three separate piercings put into his most private of areas.
Hey, but, you know, here's the deal. I mean, yeah, he's doing this for tickets, but if he doesn't win the tickets, he's got something he can enjoy the rest of the year.
And Mike?
Well, here comes the ladies. You see the Fridas.
Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. Not too much pain.
Not too much pain?
Don, our shaving ladies have made their way into the studio. Come over here, ladies. Come right up
to
the microphone.
Bring the ladies over.
Hi, what's your name?
Devin.
And you are Dana?
I am Dana.
Dana, not Dana.
I'm sorry.
Dana, okay.
All right, Dana and Devin.
And you two are going to shave each other?
Yes, we are.
Oh, boy.
All right, okay.
Completely bald.
Oh, you know what we call that? We call that the JonBenet look.
Yes.
The JonBenet Ramsey look.
There's a good amount of blood on that third one.
Yeah, now he's shaking a little bit.
We got a gusher.
All right, are you? It's not a gusher, I don't think.
You're ruining the erotica.
I know. Now, what happens when he stands? Oh, boy.
It falls off.
Oh, there's a lot of blood.
Oh, dear.
There's a hell of a lot of blood.
Oh, dear.
I'll guide him up, make sure he doesn't fall.
All right, guide him up so he doesn't pass out. Medic. Yeah. All right, Mike.
God damn, that looks angry and irritated.
I didn't see it.
Oh, Don didn't see. Hold on, Mike. Show Don. Show down your twig and berries.
There
it is.
Okay.
Nothing he hasn't seen before.
Tough guy. I didn't phase you a bit, did it?
I didn't even see any blood.
There's left. Show me a cloth.
Ooh. There's the cloth.
You think that's a lot of blood? Let me show you the inside of my underpants. You think that's a lot of blood, huh? Now, at least if we break.
No.
We're going to run out of time.
No,
we got to get right to the girls.
All right, girls, you got to get your. Where's your tub?
Mike, you are pierced three times in your most private area. He is a diehard Eagles fan, ladies and gentlemen.
Way to go.
Please, because we're running late on time.
No, I hate it when we run out of time.
Do not let that take away from your voting for him.
Okay, now, Pinhead, we're going to get you out of here pretty soon with all your
stuff.
Thank
you, Pinhead. And this is our final act now, Dana and Devin.
Dana and Devin, the two D's.
And
hi, girls.
We have a bathtub in here for them.
Fantastic.
And they're going to be washing.
Very good. And she's got the razor.
And here's the plug for at Eternal Ink Tattoo and Piercing.
What is it, Don? I'm sorry, I jumped on that.
Eternal Ink Tattooing and Piercing, Black Horse Pike, Williamstown, New Jersey. Okay? Engrave the flesh, scar the soul.
Hmm. Now we have the ladies, we need you to get to it as soon as possible.
Oh,
here's your. Oh, wow. Jesus.
Wow. Now.
Incredible.
A little shaving cream.
All right.
Here we go. Here's.
All right. Hey, what a strange thing. The sales guys have now stood up and come over to the microphones.
And there's
there
one girl who's taking her underpants off.
Is the water nice and warm? Now, you seem to be fairly well shaved already there, Dana. So this is just is this just an update a little bit?
Just for you and. On a mic for today.
Okay, very good.
Here we go.
Now. Very good. Oh, my. All right.
Thanks.
And she's very limber to be sitting on the...
She is.
All right.
I practice here. Every day.
Okay. I think something nasty was said, but I'm not sure.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh,
Mike.
Yoga. Okay.
And now the shaving. Everybody, please, no talking.
I think she may like this too much.
Gently now.
Mm-hmm. Nice tidy job.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody be quiet. It's like a golf match. We gotta be quiet.
All you can hear is.
Hey, look who's here.
Hey, yeah.
This is what Tim had to come by to see. Right. Of course.
Yeah, a little water. Is the water nice and warm or is it chilly?
Could you girls make some more noise with that water in there?
Yeah, let's hear the water. All right. I want to get that thing all clean.
That thing. Dr. Mike.
Get that thing.
We want to get that thing all clean.
Get that thing all nice and clean.
We want to get that thing all clean.
It's the shirt.
Come on, let's get real gone for a change. Jesus Christ.
Clean that thing.
You're killing me.
Is the water warm or cold?
It's very warm.
Very warm. Very good.
I'm happy about that.
Very good. That's
good.
That
was a very thorough rinsing.
Let me just say that both of these girls are just beautiful.
Very lovely.
Just
lovely.
Beautiful.
And Dana has demonstrated an amazing amount of flexibility.
Oh, my.
And now Dana is removing the bikini from Devin.
Devin. Devin's got some hair down there.
So this will be a little more involved.
Devin, aren't you feeling constrained wearing that top you've got on?
Maybe just a little.
Maybe a little, yeah.
All right, might be a good idea. Dana's helping her with that.
It might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Seems to be the prelude.
This is certainly not like the movie Barbershop.
No.
You know what's really nice is that Snowball's still here.
Yes,
Snowball, you never made your way out of here.
No, he couldn't get out because we
right.
were
Snowball was cleaning up. You guys said, don't move, eternal ink.
And you just happen to be in stick around, Snowball, with that.
I'm just going to figure out.
All right, now we've got 1 minute left in this break.
All right.
So it's time to get to it, girls.
To it. Shave that thing.
Shave that thing.
Shave that thing good.
All right, there's as Don mentioned before, there's a little bit more shrubbery that needs to be tended to.
Okay, now. Let's listen.
On that thing.
Let's listen. Be careful. And here's more shaving action.
Watch out.
More hot shaving action.
Yeah.
I don't hear the razor like I did before.
Ooh, nice and smooth.
Yeah, it's nice and smooth.
Nice and smooth.
That thing.
On that thing. That thing is done.
Yeah, Mike. Is that thing nice and smooth?
When Dana gets done, that thing's going to be smooth.
Nice and smooth.
Smooth.
Nice.
I'm going to go for a ride on the SS Grease.
You know, right there, we're out of time. All right.
We got to stop it.
Clean that thing up.
Clean that thing up right now.
We got to stop now.
Let's give a nice round of applause.
Here's the dealio.
Yay, Snowball.
Snowball. It is time for you guys to vote.
All right.
The first prize, tickets for the Eagles and Buccaneers. NFC Championship game, Sunday at the Vet. Second prize, a trip to Iceland from IcelandAir.com. Third prize, a trip to Iceland from IcelandAir.com. We can't pick a winner. You guys are going to have to do it. Phone number 877-365-3636. You vote for these people.
Listen up now. This is the time when you really want to listen to what Don has to say. Right. He's going to list all of the contestants. Remember the one you like, and that's who you vote for.
Diane, peanut butter and chihuahua dogs. Joe and the AstroTurf. Moose, who drank the gallon of green milk and puked. Justin, who we pelted with eggs. Jim, who stripped down to an adult diaper outside and put chocolate pudding inside. Drunk Eagles fan Brian, who ran his clown bike into newspaper boxes and mailboxes.
There you go.
Dave, who wore the Bucks jersey, the Bucks hat, and was screaming insults at Philadelphians. Rob, who ate the cheesesteak, threw it up, and ate it again. Steve, who put all of the green items from the grocery store into a blender and drank it. Mike, who just had his D pierced.
Don.
Three times.
Dana's sitting up on the counter now, and she seems to.
Closer look at the
oh, you know, it, very nice. Nice job. Very nice job, really.
You're a single man, Mike.
Bravo. Very
and
nice. You did a
Dana
great job.
And Devin,
great job.
Who just came in and cleaned and shaved each other.
Wow.
Weren't they all great? Give them all a round of applause.
Who wins the tickets?
Snowball!
I don't know who wins the tickets. You got to call. You got to call. 877-365-3636. We'll decide who wins the tickets right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Time to roll back the stone and let the comedy rise again. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me mention that the voting for the contest today, in part sponsored by Duramax Sexual Enhancer, have great sex more often with Duramax. Finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now we're running up against the clock. We want to make sure that we get all this on the network. So it's up to you guys to vote. When I was reading you the list, I didn't have the updated list. Don't forget about Steve and Chris, the guys who tarred and feathered themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they were fantastic outside.
They were down to their shorts in 20-degree weather, tarred and feathered.
So we got, that's everybody now, right?
Yep, and we're going to take a maximum of 100 calls. We have many people counting. So, Joe, I'm going to count. This is very, very, very
Joe.
High pressure for Joe. Just press. We'll say, hi, who do you vote for? And then move right along. And let's go. Hello, Don and Mike. Who do you vote for?
The Drunken Eagles fan.
Thank right. you. Hi, Don and Mike. Who do you vote for?
Hello?
Who do yeah. you vote for?
Steve.
Who, say the act.
The Green Juice.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike. Which act do you vote for?
The guy who ate the damn cheesesteak and then he ate
cheesesteak guy. Go ahead. Let's move on. All right.
Thank you. Don and Mike Show. Which act do you vote for?
Dave with the mega horn.
All thank right. you. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Which act do you vote for?
Dave with the megaphone.
Thank you.
Megahorn.
Megahorn.
Don and Mike, which act do you vote for?
Rob.
Rob.
What's the act?
Dave.
What's the act?
Oh, I don't know what the act was. What was the act?
Oh, come on.
Get out of here. Dumb C word. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Which act do you vote for?
Hey, guys. I got to go with Dave in the Bucks jersey.
Dave in the Bucks jersey with the megaphone.
Hello, Don and Mike. Which act do you vote for?
Megahorn.
Hello?
Hello? The milkman.
The milkman.
All right, thank you. Don and Mike, who do you vote for? Hello?
The Shaving Girls.
Shaving
thank
Girls.
You. Hello, Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
Mike, the piercer.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike, which act do you vote for?
The guys who tarred and feathered themselves.
All right,
thank you. Hello, Don and Mike, which act do you vote for?
Dude who pierced his scrot.
Pierce guy.
Thank you. And it wasn't a scrot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Megaphone guy, I heard the...
Okay, bye. Hi, Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
Dave Bullhorn.
Thank you. Got it right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who do you vote for?
Dave, the ultimate Eagle fan that made with the megahorn. Right.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike. Who do you vote for?
Dave with
Hello.
The
megahorn.
Wow.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hi, who do you vote for?
Shaving girls.
Shaving girls.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Who do you vote for?
Shaving girls.
Hi, Don and Mike. Who are you voting for? What act? It's got to be who?
Moose the Milkman.
Moose the Milkman. Thank you. Don and Mike, which act do you vote for?
Drunken Eagles fan.
Drunken Eagles fan.
Hi, Don and Mike, which act do you vote for?
The Milk Drinker.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike, which act are you voting for? Hello?
Yes?
Come on now.
Which act, honey?
The Diaper.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike, which act are you voting for?
The guy who puked up the cheese stick.
Cheesesteak boy.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Which act are you voting for?
Mr. Puker the Milkman.
Thanks. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Which act do you vote for?
Tampa fan yelling the bullhorn.
All right.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike. Which act are you voting for?
Bullhorn.
Bullhorn.
Thank you. Don and Mike, which act do you vote for?
Steve, the guy that drank the green concoction.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike. Which act are you voting for?
Shaving girls.
Thank you. Don and Mike, which act do you vote for?
Diaper.
Say it. Who?
Diaper Man.
Diaper Man.
Thank you. Don and Mike, which act are you voting for?
Hi,
Don and Mike, who are you voting for?
The Tarn Feather Gentleman.
Tarn Feather Guys.
Hi, Don and Mike, who are you voting for?
The Shaving Girls.
Shaving Girls.
Don and Mike, who are you voting for?
I vote for the Green Mill Guy.
Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
Bullhorn Dave.
Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
AstroTurf Blender Guy.
Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
Come on, who do you vote for?
Hang up on this guy, Joe. Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
The guy who violently anal left Ludard.
Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
Yeah, Lisa's gag reflex when the other guy was puking.
Come on, Don and Mike, who do you vote for? We're running so late.
Come on, guys, help us out here.
Don and Mike, hello, who are you voting for?
Megaphone, dude.
Megaphone guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Who are you voting for?
Dave with the bullhorn.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who are you voting for?
Shaving girls.
Can't tell you what the shaving girls are doing now outside our window. Hello, Don and Mike. Who are you voting for?
Diaper guy.
Thanks. Hi. Don and Mike. Who are you voting for?
Drunk Eagle fan.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who are you voting for?
Bullhorn.
Have we taken 100 calls yet?
I think 500.
How many have we taken?
Anybody keeping track? Anybody keeping track?
How many have we taken? Don and Mike Show. Who do you vote for?
Moose the Milk Drinker.
Thanks. Hi, Don and Mike. Who do you vote for? Hello, who are you voting for?
Shaving Girls.
Thank you. Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
You two banging each other.
F you.
45.
Only 45? 45.
Yes. Almost halfway there, though.
What was the last vote?
Us banging each other. You know what, Lisa?
We'll take 50.
Take 50. That's all we have time
for. We have time for 50 votes.
Five more votes. Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
Megaphone Man.
Megaphone. Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
Moose.
Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
Rod Piercer.
Two more votes. Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
Drunk Eagle Fan.
Drunk Eagle Fan.
And last vote, Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
The suicide attempt with the megaphone.
Megaphone guy.
All right, that's it. I wish we had time to take 100.
Anybody who was listening, probably pretty clear who won.
Yep.
All right. Let me see. Coming in third place and winning a trip to Iceland is Moose, the guy who drank the milk and threw up.
Milkman, best puking we've ever heard. I know you're disappointed, Rob.
Well, that was good puke, Rob.
It was good puke.
Yeah.
Second place. The Shaving Girls are going to Iceland.
Going to Iceland. They'll have a good time in Iceland.
They will. Let me mention that the Shaving Girls and also the guy, Moose, they've each won the trip to Iceland. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. And that means that the tickets for the Bucks and the Eagles championship game Sunday at the Vet go to Dave with the megaphone.
Megaphone
wow.
Man.
Wow.
Bullhorn Man is the winner.
Megahorn.
He took his life in his hands, and the fans have rewarded him.
He is our big winner. He is going to the game. Thank you, everybody. We are running so late.
Thanks to everybody that participated. Great job, everybody.
Yeah. Gotta go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. We'll be back on Tuesday with a new episode. Love you free to love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Got your net?
Yeah, I do.
Let's go get some moon crickets.
Let's do it.
BM.
Eaters.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.